Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is already the 1st of May, 2008. We've got George Humphrey, economist, successful businessman, former Austin City Council member, author, documentary filmmaker, anti-New World Order crusader, joining us in 1 hour and 30 minutes for an hour in studio. George's home base is in Austin, but he's gone half the year, so when we've got him in town, we want to go ahead and bring him in as much as possible. So he'll be jumping in to talk about some of the current events and things that are happening with us in an hour and a half. Tim Ball, top scientist, climatologist expert on water, what's really happening with water globally, is it in short supply, both salt and fresh water? Very important information coming up in 2 hours and 30 minutes from now. And then for the last hour and a half of the four-hour transmission, Professor Michael Chossidowski will join us to break down all the indicators. Are the globalists, the global crime syndicate, are they planning to attack Iran? Is that really in the offing? And what does he think of the three presidential candidates? What does he think about this particular dog and pony show? I mean, to see our movement sucked into placing bets on three ponies in a rigged race here when they're all bought and paid for by the same individuals, it's really comical, but we will look at that a little bit coming up with Professor Chossidowski in the last hour and a half of this worldwide broadcast today. So in an hour and a half, we have George Humphrey. And coming up in 2.5 hours, we have Tim Ball. And then we have Michelle Chossidowski joining us from Canada. Now, let me get into the news. In the next hour and a half, I am going to cover the news on this broadcast. You can read everything that we're about to cover or link through to the stories, government legislation documents at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are two twin flagship websites. You can also visit our auxiliary websites, which are also excellent and have a lot of their own original news. TruthNews.us, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, Ron Paul, WarRoom.com. And I know I'm forgetting some, but they're all excellent. Okay, here is some of the news I have in front of me today. Elitist blueprint for world government revealed. One of the former heads of Kissinger and Associates has written the book Superclass, a fawning in-your-face declaration of war on humanity and freedom. Superclass, the global power elite and the world they are making. And it's by David Rothkopf. And he says in here, they're going to take over the internet. It's exactly as I told you. I'm only reading their published documents. Again, I'm not special. I'm not smart. Everyone will marvel. I told you 6 years ago exactly how they're going to shut the web down. They're now beginning that operation. He says you'll have no free speech. He says there'll be a global police state to control you and your family so you can't struggle, and he laughs directly at you. And Salon.com is reporting on it, fawning and worshiping, and Paul Watson's written a detailed story where in your face he explains that they rule, and that the United States and every other nation is already basically gone, and that all power is in their hands. And he says that they're going to use the militarized police. He doesn't even claim it's to fight real terror, to basically knock your teeth out. You want to live in bondage? He says you're going to. And this ninnying chicken neck has armies of militarized police that will do whatever he says. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, my friends. We are now 8 minutes and 10 seconds into the first hour of this four-hour transmission. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, coming up in an hour and 20 minutes, we will go live with the TV side, the visual side of this transmission. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you can watch the live stream of the in-studio guest and host cam, as well as the document cam, video feed, and internet feed cam. And we also will have the cam live in the fourth hour as well. Every day it's live in the fourth hour, even if I'm only alone. But then whenever we have a guest in studio multiple times weekly, we also fire it up. The G. Edward Griffin video, the hour-and-a-half interview we have with him, just amazing. And, by the way, that's up on YouTube now. It's obviously in higher quality for PrisonPlanet.tv members, but we hope everybody goes and checks out the YouTube video of that just to get a look at the amazing quality of how the video is coming out. Okay, here's the news I have, some of the news I want to cover. Elitist Blueprint for World Government Revealed, new book, Superclass, says that they're going to have a police state and we're going to have no freedom, and that it's a global dictatorship by a technocracy working for the Rockefellers. So just stated, open, guys giving interviews, and it's just, yeah, shut up. We rule you. And they even laugh. They say, look at the general public. They can't even understand what I'm saying right now. I mean, they openly say to people that are aware of them, well, what do you expect? The public's brainwashed, brain-dead idiots. We rule. You look, try to warn them. Look at them. They don't even listen to you. I'm so tired of being on radio interviews and they go, Mr. Jones believes there's elite groups and that they're setting up a world government. And they all just laugh. And I've got hundreds of C-SPAN newscasts and hundreds of thousands of books, really, written by the people and all their documents and all their statements. And you try to show it to the yuppies and they just go, ha, ha, no one's over me. I rule everything. There's no electronic voting machine fraud. There's no problem. The dollar's not devalued. Just shut up. Now, that was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you were saying that. Now you're not, but you're saying, oh, it's being devalued, but don't worry, the bankers are going to fix it. They have a plan, yes, to make it even worse, but, oh, it doesn't matter. You'll just have to have everything you have taken, don't you? That's what it has to happen. And still you won't care. So, okay, fine, you win, you get what you want, you get to be a slave. But there is a minority of us that don't want to be slaves and don't want to be poisoned and have eugenics operations carried out against us, and who aren't cynical and think that life is nothing but a joke. No, you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our game. So let us stop talking falsely now. The hour's getting late. So this scumbag, elitist blueprint for world government revealed, we'll cover that, elitist blueprint for world government revealed. Bush planning to attack Iran this year. Ray McGovern, a prominent former CIA analyst, to Reagan and Bush Sr., their top analyst, says U.S. President George Bush is planning to wage a military attack on Iran this year. The environmentalists are now saying, I'm not kidding, cut down trees to save the earth, that they're creating carbon dioxide. You cannot make this insanity up. They now want to put out millions of vacuum cleaners the size of phone booths to suck up carbon dioxide at a cost of $5.6 trillion, and they've got everyone convinced that it's a deadly toxic waste, and now they're saying, cut down trees. You cannot make it up. We're going to cover that. These people, it just, oh, my God. I mean, the establishment knows they're taxing the life gas, the main base life gas. Oxygen is secondary to life on the planet. Life would go on, plant life, without oxygen. It wasn't here first. But without CO2, it's all over, and they know that, so they can tax it and have their little mindless followers believe anything. This is out of the Detroit Free Press. Dads had his son taken because, just wait till we read this article. Boy kidnapped by CPS for accidental hard cider order. They were at the baseball game, and that doesn't matter. I'll get to it later. It just gets me so upset I can hardly talk. Economists coming. Economic shocks could spark depression. That's mainstream news. We'll be playing a clip of that. Big business, big winner at Security and Prosperity Partnership North American Union meeting. BBC shows engages in chaotic, rambling 9/11 truth debunk fest. UN official again calls for study of neocons' role in 9/11 attacks. That is just some of what we have. We have White House officials defending secretly paid propagandists on the news by the Pentagon, saying it's absolutely appropriate, but it was done secretly. And they held out that they were not on the payroll. You guys are something else. Secret wiretap warrants double since 9/11. Non-terror related, of course. FDA report shows, quote, problems at Merck vaccine plant. This is out of the Philadelphia News. Then you read the problems. Yeah, suck the paint off your house, give you a permanent orange afro. Military propaganda pushed me off TV. Another report getting into the fake propaganda on news. A new Florida law would grant cops right to impound cars playing loud music. And that ties into this. You got the people walking around saying, lemonade, beer, drinks. Yeah, I'll take a Coke and one of those lemonades. And, of course, the little spy was there to watch. And as soon as the top was cracked and as soon as the boy took one drink, police were there in minutes. Child was taken, freaking out. And just understand, when I say there's spies everywhere, little tattletale scum, fluoride brains, when they do autopsies on them, little rot holes all in their brains, they're mentally retarded. just all they know is tattle, call police. They just want to have somebody in a uniform tell them good job. They just want to direct someone, and they're just everywhere, spying constantly, constantly watching. I mean, you put your kids in the car, it could be below zero winter. You jump out of the car to run to your mailbox 10 feet, you're going to have police come to your house. The old lady's looking out the window. She watches the CPS glorification shows. She's going to call the police. You pull up at Walmart in Chicago, and it's below zero. There's teenage kids in the car. There's a two-year-old in the back seat. You jump out, lock the car with your key, walk 10 feet, throw $8 in change into the Salvation Army. You will be arrested within seconds. Your child will be taken, and you will be prosecuted. Everything. One chicken dies, you don't notify the government within 24 hours. You don't pay for the $10 tag on a $3 chicken. $1,000 a day fines, they're going to take your property. But the big chicken factories, they don't have any of the regulations on them. Just total control. A battery falls out of a toy in your backyard. 5 years in prison. Inspectors in your backyard without warrants. Millions and millions of new guilds of quasi-police everywhere. Total domination. I'm not joking. This is the stated plan. Do nothing. Dumb down. Lazy scum. See, there's not going to be any real jobs anymore. And so it's going to be you in the prison, or you being the slave, or you doing community service every day because you've got so many violations. Everything you do surveilled. Nothing but stupid, stumbling nobodies who would have been nothing in life, who can't even clean toilets or change a tire, stomping around in black uniforms, ordering you around, watching your every move, just waiting. White glove inspection. The entire world, a giant surveillance prison where everything you do is criminal so they can get you in the system. You think I'm joking? The degenerate David Rothkopf is openly saying this in his book. Remember the good old days when there were 300,000 cops, and if your house got robbed, your car got robbed, they'd come out, or if you got mugged, the police would come and take it serious? You get mugged now, they don't come. Your car gets robbed, they don't come, 9 times out of 10. No, they're out writing tickets. They're out doing paperwork. You get 2 million cops, and you get mugged, nothing happens. But your child takes one sip of hard lemonade, and they're gone. Doesn't matter if you're a top archaeologist, one of the top archaeologists in the United States who doesn't drink, who has no criminal record, doesn't even have speeding tickets. Doesn't matter, they didn't tell you it was alcoholic. They say, you should have known. You should have read the label. You should have known, boy. We'll cover that article later. And I see these stories every single day. Every single day. You know, first it's, we're going to confiscate your car under asset forfeiture seizure if you got drugs in it. And then it's, oh, if you just got cash, no drugs, but cash, no judge, no jury, no arrest, no nothing. We just take it. That's admitted. Highway robbery, that's all it is, bandits. Cops ought to start to do that. I'll start wearing, bandit mask. I guess they do wear black ski masks, so no big deal. And then it's, oh, if you solicit a prostitute, you pull up at a red light and this good-looking woman says, hey, baby, you want to have some fun? And you're weak and make a mistake or say, yeah, get in the car. Or, hey, well, you want to go out on a date? Not defending that. The point is, your car's gone. Your name's in the paper. But see, that's not enough. Now, you're playing loud music, we're going to seize your car. All under admiralty. Don't worry, though. You don't win, police. Your masters have already implanted you with your death. You think you win? You lose!
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
Okay, we're back live here. Let me just get into this article right now. Because this isn't just about the police or the corrupt semi-laws. It isn't just about the destruction of due process or people not being reasonable. It is about a population, a large segment of the population, that loves tattling, loves reporting, loves making things up, loves ruining people's lives. And then it's about a system of police, doctors, nurses, who love persecuting people. This is out of the Detroit Free Press. Hard lemonade, hard price. So before I read this, I remember when this first came out 4 or 5 years ago, I have a vague memory of being at a party, and I remember I didn't want to drink, so there was a big tub of soft drinks, and I pulled one out that had like a black label and a yellow lemon on it. I thought, oh, lemonade. And I pop it open and drink it, and I go, ooh, that tastes bad. And then I read, oh, it's got alcohol in it, you know, 5% alcohol. It's like a beer. And I remember throwing it away. But that doesn't matter. I mean, right here in Texas, I don't know if they changed the law, but if your parents want to give you beer at a restaurant, at least they could in the past. In Italy, in Europe, they have beer out of vending machines. You know, kids drink watered-down wine and beer, and they actually have less alcoholism now. Kind of like Amsterdam has less drug use because the drugs are legal and it's looked down upon. And only the idiot Americans come and use it because they think they're getting away with something. Hard lemonade, hard price. Dad's oversight at Tigers game lands son in foster care. If you watch much television, you've probably heard of the product called Mike's Hard Lemonade. And if you ask Christopher Rate and his wife how they lost custody of their 7-year-old son, the short version is nobody in the Rate family watches much television. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I haven't watched hardly any in about 3 years, but I've never seen a hard lemonade ad. It doesn't matter. It's like, oh, you're guilty. You didn't know the product. The way police and child protective workers figure it, Rate should have known that what a park vendor handed over when Rate ordered a lemonade for his boy 3 Saturdays ago contained alcohol. And Rate's ignorance justified placing young Leo in foster care. Even in hindsight, the decision seems a bit idiotic. Rate is a tenured professor. See, imagine the poor family or normal blue-collar folks or even white-collar folks. It's over. But because he's a well-known, famous archaeologist, and Mr. Rate doesn't even drink, and we watch the surveillance tapes. Rate is a tenured professor of classic archaeology at the University of Michigan, which means that on any given day, he's more likely to be excavating ancient burial sites in Turkey than watching Dancing with the Stars, or even the History Channel, for that matter. The 47-year-old academic says he wasn't even aware alcoholic lemonade existed when he and Leo stopped at a concession stand on the way to their seats in Section 114. And they went back and asked the guy, we're going to get Mr. Rate on. They went back and asked, did he order lemonade? Did you give him that?
Yeah, I did. I don't know why.
I never drunk it, never purchased it, never heard of it, Rate of Ann Arbor told me sheepishly. Oh, sheepishly. You went to the slaughter well, didn't you? Last week, and it is certainly not what I expected when I ordered lemonade for my 7-year-old. But it wasn't until the top of the 9th inning that a park security guard noticed the bottle in the young Leo's hand. You know, this is an alcoholic beverage, the guard asked the professor. See, everything's all heightened, spying on everyone, looking for terrorists, checkpoints, military out front, searching bags. And so you've got all this all jacked up. Truck drivers, people with their motorboats out on the lake, teachers, you know, hundreds of thousands of executives and preachers and all these people just, Al-Qaeda, everywhere, terrorists. But then they're all trained. They go to tattletale meetings and learn how to watch. And they say, we're fighting terror and crime. And then they're going to find crime. They want to report something. They want to get somebody. They want to find something. They want to, except the illegal aliens. You know, you can report them and the cops won't come. Hey, there's a van load of 15 illegal aliens. They got little babies in their arms without safety seats.
The cops won't pull them over and won't stop them.
Because, again, that's against globalist policy. It's all selectively enforced. But when we get back, we'll tell you what they did to the little kid. Oh, yeah, they tortured him. Oh, for his safety, though. Got to freak out and act like something real big happened and call ambulances and stick needles in him. And then it turned out there was no alcohol in his blood.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schacht with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy, so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warned you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web efoodsdirect.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You think the government and their minions care about the fact you're innocent? You think they care about the fact that you've done nothing wrong? There's 2 million cops. They're creating scores of new bureaucracies every day. Whole new classes of social workers with law enforcement and semi-law enforcement power. They're here to eat out your substance, as the Declaration of Independence says. They're here to take your children. They're here to fine and fee you. They're here to tie you down for the elite. The elite don't need your money. It's not about revenue generation. That's only to fund their dogs. That's only to feed their dogs. They're warhounds. They're hellhounds. They're predator class. It's about tying you down, getting you in the system. And by the way, I'm not just picking and choosing cases of where a woman pulls up, locks the car with three of her kids in it, walks 10 feet and throws change in. It was all on surveillance camera and they CPS her kids. I'm not just talking about things like that. I know right here in Austin, upper middle class families, I hear about it all the time. It doesn't matter if they're at the park or at school. In front of 20, 30, 40, 50 people, even if it happens at school and the child falls off of monkey bars and breaks their finger or breaks their arm like happened to all of us, you go to the hospital and you at least get a CPS interrogation and visit. They at least drag your child behind closed doors and say, does mommy touch you? Does daddy touch you? Do they hit you?
You think they provide, quote, counseling in the schools? Oh, because of all the suicides when the Fed started death education in 1990, teaching the kids how to commit suicide, just like the DARE program, taught them how to use drugs, drug use exploded, suicide exploded. They know what they're doing, not the idiot psychologist or the idiot cop. They're compartmentalized. Globalists openly call them idiots. They think they're actually helping. But that social worker's in there. That's all that psychologist is. And they're there to get dirt on your family. That's like the Inquisitor. That's like how they used, in the old world, the confessing to the priest to get the data, to get the info on what was going on in the town, the city, as a form of intelligence. And it's the same thing here. And then you wonder why the SWAT team hits you. You wonder why they come and grab your kids. You wonder why that happens. Because they interview your children every day without you even ever knowing about it. They even tell you, don't tell your parents. They have, quote, law enforcement class in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade across the nation, depending on which school district it is. Generally, it's the 8th grade. 7th is actually the most popular. For an entire semester with a federal deputized local deputy, local sheriff's deputy deputized, having them write essays on you and your life and the guns you've got. This country's so far gone. We're in such a East German society, it's mind-blowing. Let's admit how far we've fallen. Let's admit to ourselves what we have become in this nation. Now let's go back to the latest story today. Hard lemonade, hard price, dad's oversight at Tigers game lands son in foster care. Well-known archaeologist, 47 years old, says, I like a lemonade, and they give him a bottle, and I've done this myself. The hard lemonade doesn't look like it's alcoholic. But see, the lying comes in now. They grab the kid crying, driving him in an ambulance with sticking needles and IVs in him, get him there, send him to the ER. There's nothing wrong with the kid. It admits here. And when they finally drew his blood, zero alcohol. He didn't like the taste of it and set it down. Zero. Zero. And then the cops are on the record going, well, he said he felt bad, which turns out it's a lie. See, they had to, oh, my God, you attacked your son with alcohol. Call ambulances. Oh, my God. Oh, stick him in an ambulance. Stick needles in him. Arrest the father. Take the child. But then the article says they were doing their duty, like the Dallas police pulling over more than 2,000 vehicles and throwing bags of chalk in the back and taking the Corvettes and taking the Mercedes and, oh, then getting them for themselves at auctions where no one else bid. Oh, 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 it's so good. It's free. It's our government's good. Don't talk about our good officers like that. Now, that's the type of thing we were dealing with. So let me finish the article. So they give, he asked for lemonade. He ordered lemonade. And they even later asked the vendor, and they said, yeah, that's what he ordered, lemonade. I gave him that. And doesn't matter. You know this is an alcoholic beverage, the guard asked the professor. You've got to be kidding. Rate replied. He asked for the bottle, but the security guard snatched it back before Rate could examine the label. Yeah, you know, you can't interact with a slave or be really got a zero tolerance. Have you heard about the 9/11 attacks? I've been given anti-terror training. I'm going to find somebody. Like the air marshals have been ordered to just report innocent people every day. They have a quota. There's over 1 million people on the terror database now. If your five-year-old takes a picture in an airport, for the rest of your life, you're in a terror database. An hour later, Rate was being interviewed by a Detroit police officer at Children's Hospital, where a physician at the Kamakura Park Clinic had dispatched Leo by ambulance. See, they always ninny and exaggerate everything so they feel good about their tyranny. After a cursory exam,
Leo betrayed no symptoms of inebriation, but the physician and the police officer from the substation suggested ER visit, because they're doctors, after the boy admitted he was feeling a little nauseated. That's a lie, by the way, we later found out. The Comacare Park cop estimated that Leo had drunk about 12 ounces of the hard lemonade, which is 5% alcohol. But an ER resident who drew Leo's blood less than 90 minutes after he and his father were escorted from their seats detected no trace of alcohol, and it would have been there if he had any. Completely normal appearing, the resident wrote in his report, he is cleared to go home. But it would be 2 days before the state of Michigan allowed Raitt's wife, UM architecture professor Claire Zimmerman, to take her son home. And nearly a week before Raitt was permitted to move back into his own house. And they're now still under observation. No judge, no jury, no due process, no indictment, just being spied on by pedophiles. That's generally who runs it. Go check it out for yourself. And if you think nothing is so ludicrous could happen to your family, maybe you should pay a little less attention to who's getting booted from Dancing with the Stars, a little more attention to how the state agency responsible for protecting Michigan's children is going about its work, doing their duty. Almost everyone Chris Raitt met that night, they took Leo away, conceded the state was probably overreacting. Now, they got to have kids to fly out to Saudi. You know what a 7-year-old white child's worth? They sympathetic cop, oh, they're always real sympathetic. We got to do this to you and jab needles in him and freak him out, but I'm real sorry about it. Go ahead and get on the train now. How about you start saying no? How about you start not being freaks? The sympathetic cop who interviewed Raitt, oh, good cop, bad cop, and his son at the hospital said he was convinced what happened had to be an accident, but that the supervisor was insisting the matter be referred to Child Protective Services. And Raitt thought that the two Child Protective workers who came to take Leo away seemed more annoyed with the police than with him. This is so unnecessary, one told Raitt before driving away with his son. But there was really nothing any of them could do. They all said, that's right, we just have to follow all these criminal orders. They were just adhering to protocol, following orders. It actually says that. There's no judge, no jury, no law. They just made these family courts 60 years ago for eugenics. They were eugenics court. I have in-game eugenics court film footage. That was family court. Family court was to decide if you would be sterilized or if your child would be taken. See, it's new. We didn't have it before. We didn't have a Federal Reserve. We didn't have an income tax for the private bankers. We didn't have this. We didn't have state police who were federally chartered in the mid-1930s under martial law, reorganization, War Powers Act, 1933. Read it for yourself. And I know a lot of police don't like this, but they still do it. Doing their duty. Just adhering to protocol, following orders. But there's no judge, jury. I mean, if somebody's hurting a kid, there's criminal charges. We didn't need CPS before. And I'm so sick of all the CPS propaganda, always on the news, always how they love you, always. Department of Justice own numbers, and I haven't looked these numbers up in 7+ years. I remember it was on the cover of Time magazine in 2000. The shame of foster care. I've seen state numbers that are higher, but I haven't seen that. We ought to pull them, but it was 5 times more likely to be abused in their custody. Where do you think pedophiles get jobs? Let me just, you think all pedophiles just run around in raincoats outside schoolyards? Some of them do, but the smart ones, they go join CPS. Or the others are mentally ill who were severely beaten as children. I went to college around some of them, and you'd be out drinking beer or out getting pizza, and then, you know, you'd invite some girls along, your friend would bring some, and most of them are going to be social workers, and they would just get this crazy look in their eyes and go, you know, my father abused me, and I'm going to wait to hurt to get these bad parents that are abusing their children. And it was like a movie. You'd be looking at them going, this person's mentally ill. So that's what you've got. You've got people that are out to, quote, punish mommy and daddy, and that's you, because you're their mommy, you're their daddy. You know, daddy died in a car wreck, or daddy was an alcoholic, or daddy's in prison. But you know, you're that mother and father when they're at your door, and you're the mommy and daddy, and you're going to pay. Or it's a pedophile. And it comes out every day, but it's in the back of the paper. I see it all the time, where they catch the CPS workers making videos doing it. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm tired of you. You're a filthy, degenerate, scumbag cancer. And in the 1930s, all across the U.S., 34 states set up family courts to carry out, quote, racial hygiene. Read their charters. And they'd call in the mother, 20-year-old single mother, and just being a single mother, they'd take your kid to an orphanage, they'd do medical experiments on them, sterilize them, didn't matter. Sterilize you. No due process, no nothing. And so that same, everything is eugenics. Do you understand? I had the head for the state of Texas, who writes the policy, testifying before the legislature, and Representative Susanna Hupp says, why are more than two-thirds of foster children on psychotropic drugs? And he said, they have bad genes. They come from a bad gene pool. They never genetically tested them. There's no proof. They just make it up. Oh, we poison two-thirds of the kids because they have a bad gene pool. That's in Endgame. It's all eugenics.
Well, it's a regulation. They put sodium fluoride in my Round Rock or Austin water. Doesn't matter if all the studies say it literally gives me a 20-point IQ reduction. It's a protocol.
You understand me? But there was really nothing for them to do. They all said they were just following and hearing a protocol and following orders. And so what had begun, following orders from the CPS and the security guard, and so what had begun as a outing to a ballpark ended with Leo crying himself to sleep in front of a television inside Child Protective Services building and Rate and his wife standing on the sidewalk outside wondering when they'd seen their little boy again. Now, you know what happens if you're some poor little kid who's got poor white trash parents that stand around in the waiting room going, we didn't do nothing, don't do that. Well, they take that boy in the back and have their way with him because they know that nobody's going to believe that boy. Nobody's going to stop them. And they do it every day. It's going on right now, thousands of places right now. A vain rescue mission. Child Protective Services in the unit of the Michigan Department of Human Services responsible for intervening when someone suspects a child is being abused, neglected, or endangered. Its powers include the authority to remove children from their homes and transfer them to foster parents who answer only to the state. Oh, really? No judge, no jury, no due process, no indictment, no warrant. It's just made up. Hey, I'm a big fat pedophile that likes to nelly around and rape kids. I'm responsible to no one. I'm God. By law, CPS officials are forbidden to discuss the particulars of any investigation. And it just goes on from there. Oh, my God. I can't read anymore. I actually just, it's all over, man. And look at this. New Florida law would grant cops right, would grant them, see, it's all imperial, to impound cars playing loud music. A new law for vote, final vote next month, would grant police the authority to impound vehicles and found playing their stereos too loud. And it goes on from there. Not surprisingly, the law has proven controversial. See, it starts out with you got drugs in your car, they take it. Now, then it's you hired a prostitute, they take it. Now loud music. Now hadn't paid your fines. And all over the country now they take your tax money and put in the front page of the local papers randomly people that hadn't paid parking tickets. It's all about the big brother world. All about the state intimidating and bossing you around and dominating you and controlling you and just with no due process. Now, again, I keep making this point the last few weeks, every hour on the hour. I want to explain to the FBI, to the police, to the CPS workers, to all of you that serve this system. you're under eugenics attack, too. Just because you say you're not, because you haven't done the research, doesn't make it go away. I have all the documents. I've had all the scientists and doctors on. We've made the films. We put links to it. Let me tell you again, they're putting a host, hundreds of different cancer viruses, DNA oppressors, cancer triggers, sterilization compounds in your shots, in your water, in your food. The GMO corn, the GMO potatoes that have been on store shelves for a decade plus kill all the rats that eat it. They're spraying us. We're together. Do you understand? They're setting up a tyrannical world government. It's all public, but you're not going to see it on the nightly news. And we come back, a top globalist has openly stated it all. Do you understand? Do you understand? Do you read me?
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-457-9914. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Let me give you primary sources. 900-and-something page book, Tragedy and Hope, written by the head of Georgetown Political Science, mentor to Bill Clinton and many other top globalist managers, Carol Quigley, in 1968, openly stated how the British Empire created systems to take over governments from behind the scenes, how they funded communists and fascists, how Lord Milner helped create Adolf Alois Hitler and then set him free to destroy Europe and then bring him down. Just instead of denying me, cops driving along, find out who you work for. Find out how sophisticated they are. Find out how how serious they are in their operations. David Rockefeller, 4 years ago, wrote his autobiography, and in it, he openly says that he has worked his entire life to destroy U.S. sovereignty and set up world government. There are hundreds of these books. New book out by Mr. Bobbitt, the nephew of LBJ, another top globalist at University of Texas. He's also a law professor at another school, and he writes policy, and he said, get rid of the Constitution, get rid of our liberties and freedoms. He said it in The Statesman, and they put an image of a burning Constitution, and they said the good guys are for getting rid of freedom and our country. So I've already covered that in detail. Now, here is the newest one today. Now, this is super class, the global power elite and the world they are making. Now, I would add, Ron Paul's new book, Manifesto of Liberty, is number one on Amazon. By the way, we sell it at Infowars.com. Hope you'll get it there. Support us as well. But see, his book's number one. See, we are waking up, and I don't think superclass will do too well, but they don't care. This is for elitist by elitist. Superclass, the global power elite and the world they are making. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Article by Paul Watson. You can see the cover of the book on the site. And it has a map on the front that says Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, all these different interlocking power groups. You can watch a video of him saying Bohemian Grove is one of the key meeting houses where they make decisions. Of course, I have the New York Times saying it doesn't exist and I made it up. But see, that's a nod to the yuppies. They tell the yuppies this doesn't exist. You're not allowed to admit it exists. You're a slave. And they go, I self-censor. I am your minion. It does not exist. I have to act mainline and cool. That's how I climb the ladder. I am your slave. And then they then publicly to themselves say, okay, we run everything. You see how they do that? They say FEMA camps don't exist. And then, by the way, we're building them everywhere and we're going to put you in them. Elitist blueprint for world government revealed. And it has a picture of all these elitist groups on a map. Laying on the map is one of those little worlds that's on a keychain, little plastic globes with a key. They have the key to world government. And we have excerpts of it. They say they're going to shut down the web and only let you have subdomains on corporate websites where there'll be no free speech. He says that to, quote, counter anti-globalists, that they're going to, quote, take our free speech. He goes on to say that they are setting up global police systems to crack down on liberty. He says that nation states are almost basically gone already and that they're going to, quote, have global government, but that they call it global governance and interconnectivity and integration because the public gets too upset about this. And understand, under the global government, you don't vote. You don't have rights. You don't have freedom. Do you understand that? You know, all these liberals and people have been taught, well, it's a global community, all of us together, a global democracy. And, you know, McCain, they call it a democracy, but you don't get a vote in it. You get rapid reaction troops killing you. You understand that? And everywhere the UN goes, they rape and kill children. It's a pedophile army. By the way, I'm not joking. He says 6,000 European men work together. And, folks, if you're not into men, you're not in the club. Let me just add that little point. And I'm not attacking gay people out there. I'm not saying you're all part of it. But this group is predominantly, well, look at Caligula. Look at Nero. It is a homosexual death cult. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Really, the best way to describe the New World Order gang is devil force. And whether you believe in the physical devil or not, I mean, they act like it. The avarice, the love of power, the love of killing innocents, the love of poisoning the public, the power trip of it all. I mean, think, what would the ultimate control freak do? They would seek to take control of education, dumb everybody down, and then take control of your health and poison you and limit your lifespan in the name of saving the earth, which they've been pushing for 100 years under their eugenics operation. Let me go ahead and just read this article in its entirety, and I hope you get this out to everyone. But I would tell Paul, go ahead and add quotes from David Rockefeller's last biography where he admits he wants to destroy the U.S. Go ahead and add some Carol Quigley quotes, because I want them to understand this is a unified front. And I want the police and bureaucrats to know that enforce all this, you're destroying your entire future. I mean, you are, when you stab us and beat us and imprison us, you're imprisoning yourself. Just know that. That's why they tried to make us immoral and evil and petty, so they could create the force they needed to carry this out. Very scientifically done. You got to hand it to them. Nobody said they weren't smart. Elitist Blueprint for World Government Revealed. A new book written by a leading globalist luminary provides a blueprint for how 6,000 elitists plan to completely end national sovereignty, impose a system of global governance, and how they will deal with an international network of people that resist their agenda. The book is Superclass, The Global Power Elite and the World They Are Making by David Rothkopf. And it goes on. It is a manifesto for how the elite plan to shape the course of the planet and impose a new world order while combating the inevitable, quote, global network of anti-globalists who will rise up against it. The author of the book, David J. Rothkopf, is a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And we had, of course, the hearings, the church hearings in the 70s about that, where they brought all their documents out, where they planned world government, planned get rid of the family, total eugenics, staging wars, staging starvation. There is, of course, Senator's head of the committee, film online on Google, testimony. You can go watch it all. It's diabolical. The author of the book, David J. Rothkopf, is a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and has previously served as the Deputy Undersecretary of Commerce for International Trade during the administration of Bill Clinton before he became Managing Director of Kissinger and Associates in January of 96. Absolutely key group there. So he's a head guy at three major nexus points. This is a top guy. This is a manager for the Rothschild, Rockefeller, Sachs, Coburg, Gotha crime axis. And don't give me they don't run things. I mean, I remember articles 10 years ago saying Rothschilds didn't exist, that they never existed and it was made up. London Guardian headline, McCain accused of accepting improper donations from Rothschilds. A Salon.com review alarmingly details the brazen premise of Rothkopf's book. A global elite now run the planet and have usurped the power of national governments while ensuring laws constrained by borders are all but obsolete. So they are lawless, you understand? More laws on us, total regulation and control, control freak bureaucrats on our back, but for him, nothing. For them, nothing. Each one of them is one in a million. This is a quote. They number 6,000 on a planet of 6 billion. They run our governments, our largest corporations, the powerhouses of international finance, the media, world religions, and from the shadows, the world's most dangerous criminal and terrorist organizations. This is just like Gary Hart coming out and saying the U.S. stages the terror attacks. And then we got him on tape to admit it again. See, he comes out and says, yeah, bin Laden's. He's one of us. I'm going to read the rest of this when we get back. And then they laugh and say, but you slaves don't read.
Ha 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 ha
die.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, it also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, while we're on this subject, I forgot to tell John during the break, cue up the last minute or two of that Gary Hart confrontation, because he said, they pull out the letter, at the point where they pull out the letter, and they say, you wrote this letter to the leaders of Iran saying the U.S. would stage terror attacks as a pretext for war. And he says, no, I didn't. And then he goes on to say, what I did was write a letter to them and publish it in the Huffington Post saying that our government will stage terror attacks as a pretext to attack them. See, it's all doublethink. It's all, they have hundreds of different programs. It's well known as Delphi. There's variants of that where they say, we're not putting a toll road on MOPAC. We're putting a toll road on MOPAC. It's all psychological warfare. So we're going to play that. Let's go ahead and play that now. Then I'll get back into Elitist Blueprint for World Government Revealed, where he says Bin Laden is one of us. I mean, you see the arrogance where Hart writes a letter saying we stage attacks, do what we say. And then when confronted domestically where he doesn't want that information out, he says, I didn't say that. The whole clip's 10 minutes long. He says, I never called for a world government. I called for a world government. I never said New World Order. I only said I wanted a New World Order. You got to go watch the whole clip. I mean, it is a education in how they operate. But it's because we're so weak-minded this has happened. We've been trained. Our ancestors would go into rages at stuff like this. Not us. Once you train yourself to accept lies, it's like a little mental trick you play. Or Orwell called it doublethink or crime stop. Google those terms. Learn them. And learn the control you're under. Let's go ahead and play Gary Hart.
recently wrote a letter to the president of Iran in which you urged him to study the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which we now know was a staged event used to justify war with Vietnam. And you also raised the question, does America provoke provocations? Sir, was this not an out...
When did I do that?
I have the letter right here, sir, if you want to read it. I have it on me right here.
Who signed that letter?
Sir, I mean, that's mainstream media. It's been published in many publications. Do you deny writing that letter,
Stop
sir?
Right there. On the video, you can see it. He denies it. He said, I didn't write that letter. And then he pulls it out and he says, sir, I have it. And Hart says, do you have it signed? And he looks totally guilty and then has this demonic smile. I mean, he looks like something out of a Clive Barker movie. Well, they are. These are crazed killers, folks. You realize who Gary Hart is? He's a top strategist. He wrote the Homeland Security Plan. He predicted the 9/11 attacks before they happened. Of course he did. Now listen to him. Listen to how he denies it and then admits it. Again, these are deceptive creatures. Back to it.
Publications. Do you deny writing that letter, sir?
Deny anything. I haven't seen the letter.
You said, I can read it to you right
That's
now.
Okay.
Okay. You said, presuming that you are not actually ignorant enough to desire war with the United States, you might be well advised to read the history of the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898 and the history of the Gulf of Tonkin.
I'm sorry, that was a blog on Huffington Post. I did not literally write a letter. It was a mock letter, sorry.
Okay,
but
well,
go ahead.
Sir, was this not an outright threat veiled in doublespeak that the United States could stage an event to go to war with Iran?
No.
No? Then what?
Well, what I was tongue-in-cheek saying was that we have an administration in Washington that is dying for a reason to bomb Iran. And so in a mock blog letter to the Iranian government, not the president, but the Iranian government.
Hit pause. Back it up a minute. It's not called a mock letter. He's trying to back up his previous lie. It's called a open letter, a public letter, and you know full well it was a public notice on a website receiving about 1 million visitors a day and then put in major newspapers. It was a open letter, kind of like when you're going to seize somebody's property or when you've declared adverse possession. You got to put a notice in. These vampires have very strange rules. They follow ancient Roman civil law, and they always tell you what they're going to do repeatedly. Let's go back to it.
I did not literally write a letter. It was a mock letter. Sorry.
Okay.
But
well,
go ahead.
Sir, was this not an outright threat veiled in doublespeak that the United States could stage an event to go to war with Iran?
No.
No? Then what?
Well, what I was tongue-in-cheek saying was that we have an administration in Washington that is dying for a reason to bomb Iran. And so in a mock blog letter to the Iranian government, not the president, but the Iranian government, I just simply said, unless you people want to be bombed, you better be careful about cross-border incursions. And I think I explicitly said, keep the Republican Guard or the Revolutionary Guard or whatever it's called away from the Iraqi border. I was trying to communicate to the American people what our own government was trying to plan, and that was to find a reason for bombing Iran. And I was simply saying, in effect, to the American people through this mock letter, be very careful about this administration creating a USS Maine incident or a Gulf of Tonkin incident that would justify bombing Iran. That's all.
Okay. WeAreChange.org, InfoWars.com. You can go watch the whole video. So they said, sir, you were telling them that the U.S. government could stage a Gulf of Tonkin or USS Maine. No, that's not what I said. What I said was is they could stage a Gulf of Tonkin or USS Maine. That's all Delphi technique. You can go take it. A lot of corporate groups put it out. It'll pay thousands of dollars just for the short course. There's even clips of it online. You notice Mayor Koch did that with me. They will correct minutia, correct you repeatedly, twist things, change meanings to get you off balance. It's all for the main Delphi technique is to say, we're having a public meeting to hear what you want. And then everybody comes to the meeting and says, we don't want to hand our water district over to some German company and have them double prices. And then at the end of the meeting, no matter if 500 people say they don't want it, they go, we've heard what you wanted. And we've heard now that you want the German company to take over. And then everybody just kind of goes, huh? I mean, it's just they use techniques on you. And I personally have had enough of it. Now, let me get back into Superclass. The reason I played that heart there is because that's what this guy's saying. It's all veiled. He said in the letter, this is to the Iranian government. And then the We Are Change says, oh, you wrote it to Ahmed Energy. And he said, no, the Iranian government. Okay, the president isn't the government. Again, playing semantical games. But they don't, that's meant for a foreign government. That's meant for governments that know. I mean, it isn't just Iran saying 9/11 is an inside job. It's the former Italian president for 7 years, their former intelligence chief, German former minister of defense, members of parliament, U.S. congressmen, state senators, on and on and on. I mean, it's former CIA section chief of Europe, Bill Christensen. You realize what a CIA section chief of Western Europe is? That's the most important position as a section chief, Bill Christensen. Do you understand it's an inside job? That's what they do. They just throw it in your face. They know the whole world knows. So it's like, yeah, you better do what we say. We're going to stage something. You think because 80% of the people in the U.S. don't want a war that we won't stage something and have one with you? It says it in clear writing. And then Hart with doublespeak says, I didn't say that we'd stage an attack. I said we'd stage an attack. You realize they still have news articles saying the Bilderberg Group doesn't exist? While this guy is in Salon Magazine bragging about how Bilderberg and how Bohemian Grove run it all? Over gay porn stars and fine wines, they run the world. I mean, it's unbelievable. Who could have thought our planet would be run by these people? I mean, it's like David Frum on video running up. He literally ninnies over and starts slapping at the camera. I mean, just literally ninnying around. Can't we beat these people? Do we have to all be their slaves? A bunch of ninnying chicken necks? With all our men following their orders, doing whatever they say? But why? Because they're private bankers and own everything? I'm sick of it! Let me read what this enemy of America had to say. We find this disgusting quote. Each one of them is one in a million. They number 6,000 on a planet of 6 billion. They run our governments, our largest corporations, the powerhouses of international finance, the media, world religions, and from the shadows, the world's most dangerous criminal and terrorist organizations. They are the global superclass, and they are shaping the history of our time, states the promo for the book. This, and he goes on to say, Osama bin Laden is among us. Knowing that maybe 20,000 people are going to read this book, you'll try to tell your neighbor and they'll go, books, I don't read those. You're some kind of weirdo. You know, there are cases I see all the time where they call SWAT teams on people. It was a case just in Indiana. I saw one in Georgia a few months. I see them all the time. It's always the same MO. You'll have some guy who owns a pool cleaning company or a guy who owns a construction company. They're usually upper middle class. You know, they'll be in a 5-bedroom house, their wife, kids, and they'll go over and tell the neighbors, we're about to have a depression, better buy storable foods and some firearms. The neighbors think it's illegal, call the cops, and the cops go ahead and respond to that and go ahead and SWAT team them and say, we found 25 guns and 10,000 rounds of ammo. And the news goes, oh, my God, a devil arsenal. And then they later let the guy go and nothing happens, but it's on the news that hardcore criminal had storable foods and 25 guns. You go show your neighbor this guy's book, they'll think you're bin Laden. You'll go, hey, this guy says that globalists are setting up world government using terror. Well, you're going to terror me? You're going to terrorize? I mean, folks, I've talked to people. You're not a terrorist, are you? Well, you're talking about terror. Oh, God, I've got an Al-Qaeda next door. No, 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 they're Al-Qaeda. Shut up, I'm calling the cops.
Officer, there's an Al-Qaeda next door. He's blonde-haired, blue-eyed. Save me. His kid's in the backyard playing alone. Call CPS.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Ceases to amaze me. that we could have such horrible, wicked people running our lives, bragging and laughing at us, doing whatever they want to us, killing us, killing us in staged terror attacks and bioweapons operations. But we still follow their orders. We do what they tell us to do. We get in line. We submit to it because they give us petty power. And so as long as we get to have our petty power, so what if we die of bioweapons they've implanted in us? So what? So what if they destroy our dollar and our savings? So what if they destroy our future and our country? Doesn't matter. It's good to be a slave, you know? The threadbare notion that Rothkopf's book is a critical and impartial investigation of the global elite can be rejected out of hand by just looking at the author's biography. In reality, he is a cherished leader. Oh, yeah, the head of Kissinger Associates? That's the very tip top. Throughout the book, Rothkopf fawns over the global elite, of which he, too, is a member. The Salon Review notes his palpable thrill at recognizing CEOs, oil company executives, and Harvard professors on his way to a fondue restaurant in the globalist enclave of Davos, Switzerland, as his obsession with listing every banal achievement of each elitist he speaks with.
Oh, he runs this entire area, that he runs that area. We control everything, you know, I'm so powerful. Oh, we're taking over all their liberties and freedoms and their governments, and they have no say.
He, by the way, he says that here. We have all that.
And the slaves, oh, it's
disgusting. And they know that it's going to get worse and worse for us. He talks about that, so that's why we all got to be tracked and traced so we can be shut down. Won't be able, your car won't start, won't be able to get in the taxi, won't be able to follow them. Won't be able to do anything. Huge development news just happened. I have to suspend everything right now. Get the Deborah Jean Palfrey interviews ready. I think I interviewed her 3-4 times. She's dead. Oh, man. Kind of like when Ken Lay got convicted, they thought he might shoot his mouth off, so he ended up having that heart attack up in Colorado at Vail. Fox News, Florida police believe suicide victim is D.C. Madam. Deborah Jean Palfrey, the 52-year-old woman known as the D.C. Madam. By the way, she said on air she would never commit suicide. She said on air that even if she was convicted, she'd never give up. And I guarantee you she was getting ready to release some names. They're probably going to kill people around her who they think she may have talked to now. Look for a string of suicides there. Deborah Jean Palfrey, the 52-year-old woman known as the D.C. Madam, is believed to have committed suicide at her mother's home in a trailer park in the Tampa area. Tarpon Springs police told FoxNews.com. Palfrey was found guilty on April 15th by a D.C. grand jury, a jury of racketeering and money laundering related to her operation of a house of prostitution. Palfrey had threatened to reveal the names of her clients, many believed to be high-profile and business figures. She said that it was Dick Cheney, but that she wasn't ready to openly say it. She said on air, probably Cheney, but I'm not ready to say that yet. Well, you should have, hon. God, they killed her, boy. She's kind of like that Palestinian activist about to get his doctorate, trying to bring food and books to Palestinian children. They cut him open all over his body, tortured the hell out of him. Drowned him with duct tape all over him, tied up. And Austin police are good boys. Good boys. They said he killed himself. Good boys. You did your job. Now take your vaccine. Your government loves you. Palfrey was found guilty on April 15th of a D.C. jury. Many believed to be high-profile political and business figures. The prosecutors went forward with her case. She dead. 1956 to 2008, was former owner of Pamela Martin and Associates. The United States government alleges was a prostitution service in D.C. She was charged with operating a house of prostitution. Palfrey claims the services were offered were legal. She has been nicknamed the D.C. Madam by the news media. She was found guilty by a D.C. jury on all counts. She committed suicide on May 1st. By the way, is the high satanic holy day of them all. Baphomet pleased. Well, I wonder if she shot herself in the back of the head a couple times.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs, I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly, like Judas of old.
Yeah, these old men that run the New World
you
Order.
You lie and deceive.
Gary Reb gets a Pulitzer Prize for exposing the fact that CIA brings in narcotics, and they double-tapped him in the head and said it was a suicide. They killed this local Palestinian activist, cut him all up, duct-taped him, slaughtered him, and said it was a suicide. We talked to people, the people that washed his body at the Muslim Center. He'd been tortured and cut to pieces. And we also know people at TV stations that heard the live feeds. When the cops fished him out, they said, oh, this guy's been murdered, all cut up. hands, legs bound. George Humphrey's in the studio with us. And now Florida police believe suicide victim is D.C. Madam. She had said on this show that, Dick Cheney could have been one of my clients, but I'm not going to release that information. I'm going to go ahead and fight this in court. And she threatened to release the names of the hundreds of big clients she had in D.C. And, man, they went ahead and convicted her, and there's no doubt they've murdered her. On air in several interviews, and we have a small staff, but we're going to dig it out. Our listeners can go into the three interviews we had with her. We had the last one about a month ago. I'm going to air that in the last 30 minutes of the show today. She was just absolutely clear. I will never commit suicide. I will fight this. If I'm convicted, I will not commit suicide. I will never kill myself. And she made that clear repeatedly. So listeners, go into the YouTube videos, the audio's out there on the web. Help us find it. Call into the show. Tell us where it is. I got John Harmon trying to find it. I think it's in the last interview. I got people at the office trying to find it. I want to say again, I am not going to kill myself. I am not going to kill myself. George Humphrey, former city council member, economist, author, documentary filmmaker. I've been fighting the New World Order for 15-plus years. Deborah Jean Palfrey, we just learned right at the end of the last segment, is dead. Thanks for coming in.
It's, as always, it's great to be here. God, for those of you who are afraid to get involved in the fight against the New World Order because you might be ostracized or you might lose some friends, get over it. There are so many vibrant, wonderful, alive people. And just in this lab, just coming to Alex's office, this is the star command. The energy here is so great. Alex, it is just such a pleasure to be here. You know, your passion for life is so wonderful. And, you know, sometimes you yell and scream and turn people off, but you know what? After they listen to you, they get into it.
Well, people do instinctively know that I'm telling them the truth, and they check out the facts.
Yeah.
And I love life so much, I'm willing to give mine up for other people.
Well, first of all, you're not going to be giving your life up. You're creating more life. And by, you know what? There is no defense against the New World Order. The only way to deal with this is to go forward, tell the truth, not be afraid. For those of you who are out there, there's nothing. I mean, you know, yeah, there are things to be afraid of, but don't be afraid. If we have it in our intention that we're going to win this thing, that we're going to turn this country around, is that we're going to restore the Constitution and the Republic. And I'm not talking about a utopia. We restore a good school system. So we restore the environment. If we restore positive relationships between the police and the people, and the police actually become peace officers, when we have sovereignty in our country again, we close our borders and we take care of our own people, when we start manufacturing in this country again, these are things worth fighting for.
I want to get into the positive. I want to get into the positive area, but I know that Deborah Jean Palfrey would want us to expose the fact she was
absolutely
murdered.
Absolutely.
In fact, she said to me privately, and I know on air, that if she committed suicide, it was murder. She was murdered. She did not kill herself. And I'm telling you, I will never kill myself. And look, I'm not afraid of them killing me, but I am afraid of them shooting me in the back of the head, blowing my brains all over the walls, and my family's out of town sometime, and then saying I committed suicide. And I'm going to ask the Austin police, or if they kill me in New York or anywhere else, or any other patriot, please don't frame us. I mean, the hitmen come and kill us, and then you go along with it? I mean, that is so disgusting, George.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love your bravery. And the fact is, to be alive is to fight evil. And when these son of a guns do stuff like this, and they've been doing it for such a long time, I mean, they've been doing it for centuries. And just in the last 15 or 20 years, you know, Waco, Oklahoma City, TWA Flight 800, you know, the list goes on and on. It's cold-blooded murder. And to be alive is to be in what in India they call dharma, right action. We have to stand up shoulder to shoulder, and not ask or petition, but demand justice. And just like that fellow who was killed here in Austin not too long ago, he was a member. He was a Palestinian. I don't know all the facts on that, but I have friends who are very good friends of his, and they said absolutely 100% he was murdered.
Oh no! I mean, they fished him out with just tortured to death, bound hands, legs, mouth, and the first Austin police said, yeah, he was murdered, and then the higher ups. I mean, God,
this is, you know, if you have this, there is forensic evidence. You can't tie your hands up and duct tape yourself and do things like that. So it's pretty clear that there was foul play and murder on this. And the fact that there is not marching in the street, that there is not, that there is just not massive response to this massive injustice, to this murder, to it's the same thing as King Edward I when he was killing the Scots back in the late 1200s. You know, we need people who are brave hearts, people like, you know, people like Alex Jones. But and as importantly, to the people who are listening to this, have a brave heart, and together we can stop this thing.
Well, I want to be clear, George. It's with me. It's not even bravery. At my instinctive, spiritual, whatever core, I can't control myself. I hate bullies. I hate corrupt tyrants. I mean, the sterilization, the murder of Africans and Latin Americans and us and all the eugenics they carry out against us. I mean, they hate life. They revel in hurting innocents.
Well, as you probably know, Mahatma Gandhi is one of my heroes, and I've spent a lot of time in India. But even Mahatma Gandhi, who was the king, the prince of nonviolence, said, it is better to go to war with a gun in your hand to defend your country than to be a coward and say you believe in nonviolent civil disobedience. We have to have courage to stand up against these rascals.
Now, now it's more sophisticated. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but that's one section. It's kind of like the Bible says, a time to live, a time to die, a time to fight, a time to sow, a time to reap. You know, you've got to know when it's time to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. I mean, when it was them peacefully being beaten by the British troops, that woke up people like George Orwell, who went back and wrote books about it.
Right.
You know, he was one of those folks, guys. You know, there's a time for that when they're provocateuring. That's why we don't go out and stage terror attacks, because they have to do it to blame it on us. But if they are trying to put us on flatback trucks, take us to FEMA camps, the preachers are all over saying, turn your guns in, go to the camp, take the shot, then you don't have a choice.
Yeah, well, by then it's too late. Now is the time. We have the beauty of a little bit of time right now to organize and to first of all, to educate ourselves, number one. Number two is to create community and reaching out to dozens and dozens of other people who feel the same way that you do, and then to take steps to get into the government, to get to your city council members, to get to your county commissioners, to talk to your sheriff, to talk to people who are in other positions of power, and to demand, not ask, but to demand true justice and to stop this unbelievable, just unbelievable slave mentality that we are experiencing.
Let me talk to John real fast, because the network selectively erases about 1 out of 20 of my shows from some glitch. Tell me Murphy's Law that last interview isn't erased. You got it. Good. Are you listening to it? Does she say that I won't commit suicide? We have that. Can you cue that up, please? Oh, he's transferring it over. Oh, God. I just... It's getting so obvious, George. I mean, it's just...
It's been obvious... For the last 20 years, I mean, it just gets more and more and more and more and more obvious.
The Palestinian school teacher, Mr. Hamid, no criminal record, been wounded over there protesting in Palestine, giving him school books.
Oh, he was beloved at his school.
But I've now talked to his neighbors. I've now talked to people that knew him, talked to his best friend, his treasurer. There were Israelis running around with machine guns talking to neighbors. They wanted him to know they were there. This is in the weeks before he was killed.
Well,
I mean, my God, are they going to have, like, Israelis shoot me in my yard in front of witnesses, and then the media will say I killed myself? I mean, what does it take here?
Well, they caught a truckload of Israelis the day after 9/11 in Ohio with plans to blow up a nuclear power plant down in Florida.
They also caught some in Tennessee. They caught them in Mexico City.
And they were here without permits. They were on illegal passports. And lo and behold, they got a free trip back to lovely Israel. Friends, you know, I am not for or against any of the religions. I'm a friend to all of them, and I'm open to Israel. But, if you don't understand is that the Mossad controls this country. It's just a fact. And unless we boot these son of a guns out, they're going to continue to play their games.
Well, I mean, killing people in Austin, it's out of control.
Yeah,
By the way, I got death threats that night, and they went in on my Wikipedia and said I'd committed suicide on my Wikipedia.
Yeah, you know that for the last 10, 12 years I've been talking to you about the, you know, we've been talking together about the Mossad and how unbelievably powerful they are.
No, I have never debated.
Yeah, you've never debated it.
I've just simply not myopically.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that are.
It's easy to get off on a tangent and think that somebody's anti-Jewish or anything like that. And
well, it also gives our enemies ways to twist.
Yeah,
it's effective just to get the message out about the New World Order. But since we bring that up, I want to get back to her.
And if it was Eskimos, we'd be saying the same thing. And the fact is, it's this one group of people from this one nation, and they have inordinate power in our country, and what they're doing is that they're just sucking this country dry.
Well, I want to expand on that. It's like people know my analogy on this. It's like if you have five guys that rob a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one of them's a German, one of them's a Jew, one of them's an Italian, one of them's an Eskimo, mm-hmm. like you said. One of them's a Keebler elf. It doesn't give any one group cover to say there are other groups in the hierarchy. I mean, how do you square this? And I've got Tex Mars coming in tomorrow. I'm going to bring this up to him. He focuses mainly on Israel now. I think that's important work. I've also got Michael Hoffman on for 2 hours Friday, focusing on that. I mean, we're bringing these subjects up. We always have had Tex Mars, and we've always had Galen Ross, and I've always had you on.
Yeah.
There's no censorship, as others have claimed. I just have a wide show that covers a huge spectrum. But I want to be key. I mean, I want to be very specific on this key point. How do you square the eugenicist? Because I don't talk – I mean, well, people say that I talk about Nazis all the time. Prescott Bush was a Nazi. Bush Sr. did run the eugenics program. They did sign China on for IMF World Bank money to do that. They do love Arnold. So all I've ever pointed out, and there are a lot of people who love Hitler. They email me. They post on the message board. They say, don't talk about Hitler. He was good. I know too much history. I'm not even talking about skewed histories. I mean, the real history. I mean, Lord Milner wrote that they set Hitler up out of England to tear Europe up. He didn't know that. He was a wind-up toy.
Mm-hmm.
They put the communist in. All these top globalists write books, and later that gets declassified or in policy reports or Carnegie Endowment mm-hmm. documents, that they are in control of all the groups. Just like this top globalist puts a book out saying we run all the major groups. So then it doesn't even become about this group or that group. Just the entire power structure is run. But is Israel hyper-dominant? Is it one of the top three, you know, all penultimate? It's like co-equal power with the British Anglo-American power axis, which is basically Rothschild run. Is that merged in with this whole? I mean, it's an amalgamation of this Germanic death cult, Illuminati, whatever, which goes back to Kabbalah itself and that back to Egypt. And we've had the top experts like Hoffman on about this. And so for me, it's that Egyptian dark magic system, whether you believe in that or not, that's what they believe. George Humphrey.
Well, you've brought up just a ton of issues, and we just don't have the time to go into and being very articulate.
But, I mean, I'm not supposed to talk about how Hitler did satanic rituals when it's admitted. I'm not supposed to say that there's a cult going on at Bohemian Grove.
Well, there's cults all over. And
yeah, but that's my point, is that there's more to it.
Yeah.
You know, there's another level. I mean, why did Henry Ford, why did the IBM, why is IBM funding all this now when they were Nazis? I'm just saying, why did the Zionists fund Hitler and do deals with him? You see, I'm saying there's another level.
Oh, there's so many levels, and that's why information is so important, and just to keep digging and digging and digging. And again, I don't care whether they're Eskimos or, you know, from Australia.
But specifically,
it is
true to say that the Nazis almost overthrew the U.S. in the 30s, and Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, went public and exposed it. But that wasn't the Nazis. That was the Anglo-American eugenicist, mm-hmm. which the Rothschilds contribute to. That's what I'm saying, is that Hitler, the evidence is, was a grandson of a Rothschild.
Well,
so I'm saying there's another level here, George.
Well, they're collectivist, whether they're communist or fascist, or they're collectivist, and no matter what the name is, that there are these group of people who want to centralize power under their chosen people and to control us. And that's why we're here. That's why we're fighting this stuff. That's why we're exposing.
No, it's true. Whether it's the Zionists or the Nazis or the British royal family, they all believe they have the super genes. They're the master race.
True.
They, Old Testament, we need to go in and commit genocide to take over the promised land. And just like, exactly. That's what we're dealing with here.
Well, that's why we're here. And I'll tell you what, with this radio interview that you have on this woman. I think it's really going to put a good spin on it, and I sure hope that we can get some national publication on this thing, because she, just like John Tower, John Tower was killed. You know, that's one of the things that most people in Texas are not aware of.
They blew his plane up.
They sure did, and they blew his buddy's plane up 2 days before. I mean, this guy is a 24-year senior U.S. senator, and he was absolutely assassinated. And it got 3 minutes on national news, and it was put away. You know, most Texans have no idea that their own United States senator was assassinated, just like most people in Minnesota don't know that Paul Wellstone was assassinated. Friends, you know, as Alex is saying, this stuff is very, very, very serious. You know, they've got the velvet glove on, but they're starting to take the velvet glove off. And it's time to wake up to this.
Well, I just want to say this. We need to list all the globalists, have their names out there so they can be punished for what they've done. And, you know, they're losing their soft power. And there was a reason their older, more sophisticated predecessors had soft power. Mm-hmm. You guys really want to get into a hot war? It's not going to be pretty.
So, Alex, do you think we're going to bomb Iran in the next couple weeks?
I don't know. I've got a guest actually coming up in the fourth hour to talk about that, but let's get your take on the other side. Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam, said here that she would never commit suicide, that if she dies, they would murder her. Well, they've murdered her. We're going to have got that audio coming up. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
We're going to get into Iran. We're going to do that in the next segment, actually. This is a short segment right now with George Humphrey, FairLove.com, filmmaker, multi-time author. But right now, I want to play Deborah Jean Palfrey. This is her on the show. What was the date on this, John, the last interview with her? March 13th, 08. So this is...
Recent.
Yeah, this is like a month and a half ago. And it's now May 1st, and she's committed suicide on May 1st. And, folks, they've got microwave resonance systems where mama's out. She's with mama. They hit her for 10 seconds. She's dead. They got stuff where they can walk up and pat you on the shoulder, and you're dead. They got little bitty micro darts that dissolve. Or you think a mosquito bites you, and you die. They had that 30 years ago. They had declassified in the 70s, by the 50s, fast-acting cancers that kill you in a month. I mean, they have got it all. Let's go ahead and play her the clip of her, the clearly murdered, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
Well, the fact that you're so visible really protects you going on Larry King and other big shows, but you want to put it on record that you're not planning to commit suicide?
No, I'm not planning to commit suicide. I'm planning to go into court on April 7th if indeed we do have the trial, and I plan on defending myself vigorously, and I plan on exposing the government in ways that, you know, I do not think they want me to expose them. I want them to explain to me in open court why they came after me.
How does the FBI do this? They know you had a bunch of, you know, government and cabinet and White House and Defense Department people, and they don't go after any of them. They go after you, and then instead of just dropping it and leaving you alone,
they've made a huge mess out of this. They've made it because what I think happened is they used me. I was a hunting ground. I keep using that term because I think it's so applicable. I was a hunting ground. They thought I had something, perhaps. They were watching me for years. Again, they were not watching me for a few months. They were watching me for anywhere from 2.5 to 6 years. I was a very routine person. All of a sudden, here I go, and I abruptly quit the business. Now, if you're watching me from afar, this could be in a very Hoover-esque fashion. This could be very alarming. She shuts down the business. She's selling her house. She's moving. Oh, my God, what's going on? They've come flying out here to California. And it was tipped off, by the way, by a wire transfer from my bank.
That's right.
They went into action.
Spying on everybody. Final segment with our guest. She's the D.C. Madam, Jean Palfrey. We'll be right back. This goes deep.
It does go deep, and at the end of the show today, I'm going to air the whole interview. It's about 20 minutes long, and over the next few weeks, I will air the other two lengthy hour-long interviews with Deborah Jean Palfrey, unless the networks erase them again. But not John's fault, though. I mean, so much is going on. So much is happening, and I think in that same interview, see if you can find it, John. He's just a superstar. He does a job of 10 guys. See if you can find it where I said, you know, Dick Cheney, and she says, maybe Dick Cheney. And she had said, I'm going to release the big names if you're hypocrites and send me to jail. And I guarantee you, they had her house bugged, they had her phone bugged, they had her mom's house bugged, they use her cell phone to listen to you even when it's off. And the minute she said, I'm going to go public, the minute she said that, that's the type of thing that would get a helicopter to come in here and shoot rockets into this office, and it wouldn't matter what the people across the street saw. The government does stuff like that. Say if Palfrey, this is kind of dangerous stuff out here. This is what will get me killed if anything ever does. Palfrey calls here, decides to go on air with the big names. Okay, they would have a hit team en route to kill her. If they were unable to kill her before she went on the show, and they'd gun her down, it wouldn't even matter, they'd say a gang did it, they would cut the power off at my office. And then if I had been told by her what it was, they would just run over me in the street. You know, cops jump out, black uniform, shoot me, wouldn't matter. The news would say I shot myself in the front parking lot. They don't care anymore, George Humphrey.
Well, it must be remembered, this has gone way, way, way back. It's pretty evident that they did the same thing to Marilyn Monroe, is that she was having a lot of trouble and she was going to go public.
And now there's a black and white film that's confirmed with a man sodomizing her.
Yeah, and also
they're using that to blackmail the Kennedys.
Is that there are several women that have been associated with Bill Clinton who also arcicided themselves. So this is nothing new, and it's today and it's right now, and it needs to stop.
Well, the Arkansides, I mean, they cut your arms, legs, and head off and say you killed yourself.
Yep.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deborah Jean Palfrey, headline, PrisonPlanet.com, exclusive. D.C. Madam predicted she would be suicided. Rape, beating, maiming, disfigurement, and more than likely murder, disguised in the form of just another jailhouse accident or suicide, would await me. So not only did she say here that they might kill her, or that she would never commit suicide, she said it in writings. If taken into custody, my physical safety, most probably my very life, would be in jeopardy. She wrote in 91. Okay, it just goes on. Folks, bottom line, she, and I want the government to know, and I know you got the phones all tapped, so it doesn't matter. You have recordings of it. She never told me that she had sex with Dick Cheney. She implied that to the media. She implied that here. She said she might bring it out if they didn't leave her alone because it was hypocritical. And we know there's already senators and other people she was with and the heads of, you know, agencies. That she sent women to. It's just unbelievable. So we just played that clip of her earlier. We'll play more of the interview coming up. George, I want to get into Iran and a bunch of other issues, but this is big. This is breaking. I also want to talk about this globalist writing a big book, former head of Kissinger Associates, that's very high-powered, as you know, saying, yeah, we run things. We're going to take the Internet away from you, just as I said they would with Internet, too, the ways they're going to do it. We're going to take your freedoms. We're militarizing the police. We're getting rid of the U.S., global government, it's already here. There's nothing you can do about it. 6,000 of us rule you. It's all over. You want to comment on that?
I could talk all day and all tomorrow and for the next week about what you're talking about. I want to thank you for having G. Edward Griffin on your show the other day. And he was here in town the other day. And he is another fine, fine gentleman who is talking about and informing people in very, very intelligent and clear ways about the reality of what is going on and providing us, just like you are, ways that we as individuals, instead of feeling disempowered or disconnected, can make a difference. And one thing that is so important is that each and every person listening is a part of this puzzle, and either you're part of the solution or part of the problem. And every person listening, no matter what your race, your color, or how much money you got in your pocket, you can and will make a difference. And we have to come together right now. You know, and they always talk about the Mayan calendars 2012, and I don't know how much stock I put into that. It's a nice symbology. But if you look at the Gregorian, the changes that Pope Gregory made, 2012 is right now. We're right in the middle of it on a symbolic level. The Shinola has hit the fan, folks. Hillary Clinton running for president says that she's the peace candidate, but that she wants to up the war in Afghanistan. We just had more casualties in Iraq this last month than we have for the last year. It is very, very obvious that the crazies that are controlling the White House right now are doing everything that they can to create a situation in which we go in right now in the next couple of weeks and bomb Iran. I don't think it's going to happen, because I don't even think with their insane, insane minds that they're going to do it, because they don't have the troops. And even if you level Tehran, they're not going to give up. And Tehran is a very, very different deal. It's three times larger than Iraq. There's, you know, many more people, and they're Persians instead of Arabs, and they're much better educated people, and there would There is no way in the world. And besides that, both China and Russia, both of which have the big one, have been getting real close with Tehran in the last year and a half. And I'll tell you what, Putin is an amazing guy. He is really standing up to Bush these last couple of years.
Even though the Carnegie Endowment on Peace basically runs Russia, I think there's another level to it, though.
There's levels within levels.
Say what,
within
on
levels.
On my streams, we're going to just continue at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back for everybody else in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look at the size of that thing. Cut the chatter red, too. Lock your X-foils in attack position while I cut across their axes and draw their fire. Ladies and gentlemen, we are fighting the New World Order. They're killing us left and right, but they're getting exposed all over the world. Major issues are developing everywhere. News is coming in so fast. Brandy Britton found dead in her Baltimore home. Brandy Britton. She worked for Palfrey. No, I know. Oh, my God. The lady that worked, that we called to set up the interview, that worked for Palfrey's dead. They killed her. I mean, they'll be killing all her girls. They'll be shooting them, throwing them off Bridges and the cowardly yuppies out here will say, oh, no, it's quite normal. Brandy Britton found dead in her Baltimore home. Alexis is sophisticated, refined, educated, and articulate. This may be Dick Cheney's girl. God, man. She has two bachelors of science. I just said earlier in the last hour, get ready for him to kill a bunch of people.
Well, remember Jack Ruby, is that six or seven of the girls who worked in his strip club mysteriously suicided themselves within a year after the Kennedy assassination. So again, this is nothing new. This is one more part in the chain of the evil that is going on. And I really appreciate what you're doing, Alex.
But she'd been convicted. I guarantee you she was trying to get out of the country, keep her mouth shut. I guess they just got to tie up loose ends. I wonder how many girls they're going to kill. Jeez, man, they're so evil. But to them, it's war. I mean, they kill a million Iraqis. Why not kill these girls?
Mm-hmm.
Alexis is sophisticated, refined. Oh, by the way, you think you're going to get away with this? You're all losing your pension funds. They're going to take everything you got. By giving in to these guys, you let them win. They're going to have their way with you now. I am just blown away right now. Let me read this. Alexis is sophisticated, refined, educated, and articulate. She has two bachelor's degrees of science, one in biology and the other in sociology. She holds a PhD from an elite university. Oh, yeah, she killed herself a few months ago. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Same thing, though. They're getting rid of the loose ends. And this is the one that Palfrey was hinting was with Cheney. We'll see what happens. You know, I'd forgotten about her killing herself in suspicious circumstances.
Well, I know you've had Kathy O'Brien on your show before.
Yes.
And Kathy O'Brien, is, for 15 years, has been talking about this in her book, Transformation Over America.
Yeah, Cheney likes women. He's one of the few in the guild, you know, that's... Yeah. He won't touch men. Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes to rape women and break their jaws is his favorite thing. Reporting, according to her.
Yeah, and for those of you who have not read the book Transformation Over America, it is one of the saddest books that you will ever read, but it is one of the most educational.
And by the way, when I snuck in the Grove, I didn't believe, and then I got other pieces later. Mm-hmm. What she's saying fits with stuff that only you'd have to be in there to know.
And at the, you know, I've been at the Grove also, and you know that little hotel right outside there. That's where they keep all the prostitutes that they used to bring in there. And then they would snuff.
In Monterio, the little town right outside.
Yeah, and they would keep them there, and then when they got too old, they'd snuff them. You know, I mean, this is, unfortunately, it's sad, but it's true. And the fact is that this is the only radio station that I know that is talking about this stuff as clearly. Now, there's a few others, you know, that are doing it, and I really appreciate it.
But they mainly obsess on one issue or the other.
Well, you know, anybody who has the courage to talk about this stuff is... You know, it's just got tremendous courage because the truth has to come out.
Well, here's the deal. These same guys are the ones who are genetically modifying everything, already giving rise to super bacteria, super viruses. They're the ones causing so much destruction, super weapons. Mm-hmm. And in their writings, they say we are nihilistic. We are destructive. We are killers.
Well, they're vampires. They have a vampire. They have a separation consciousness, and they believe that the only way they get power is by taking the energy or the power of somebody else. And quite clearly, anybody who really is in connection with Source or God or whatever you want to call it, the creative energy, knows that there is infinite Source out there and there's infinite, you know, prosperity and health and love for
but
us.
But these people damn that up. They hold it all
for
themselves.
Absolutely. And what they are doing is that they're doing everything they can through the food, through our education system, through the media, to cut us off from the reality that we are divine beings, that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And they want us to believe that we're human beings having an occasional spiritual experience. And through the change of the food, through the fluoride, through the chemtrails, through the insane television set, through this insanity with football, and I love football, but this constant destruction of the consciousness of the people of this world, not just in the United States, but throughout this whole world, they are making the people slaves, and they're doing a heck of a good job at it.
Absolutely.
We're not going to take it. The tide has changed.
They know it. They can feel it.
The momentum has changed. People, you know, 15 years ago, you talk about this stuff, and people, they'd look at you, you're crazy. 10 years ago, they'd get in your face and be so mad. Now, wherever I go, people are coming and talking to me. They're sharing information. They're bringing me stories. They're sharing this information with their friends and their family. And because we have the objective information and because we are supporting the universal law that all human beings are part of this creation and that this world and this culture and this thing called our constitutional republic are worth preserving.
They are. I actually had my news article in here that Paul Watson wrote about this top globalist head of the Kissinger Group,
mm-hmm.
where he just comes out and he admits everything. But it was here in my stack. But while I'm finding that, one example of how this huge awakening is taking place is Ron Paul's book comes out today and is number one on Amazon. By the way, we sell it at InfoWars if you want to support us, too. Have the book there discounted with some other things. But... you know, I'm so freaked out about what's happening, so focused, really. Not even freaked out, it's not the word. So focused. Now, I get more and more focused every day that I don't even spend time plugging my books and videos and things we sell. A, that supports us, but B, more importantly, these are powerful films, whether it's Washington, You're Fired, that we carry discounted, or this isn't even available yet until the end of the month, but it's available here. We have it. American Drug War that I consulted on that I'm in, exposing how they bring the drugs in and how it's all a big scam. And this is starting to come out. This is starting to happen. Here is the story, Elitist Blueprint for World Government Revealed. I'm going to put this up on the document cam for everybody. And you can see the cover of the book here if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv right now. You can see the cover of the book, and it's got the globe with a key attached to it. Hard to talk and run the studio here. I'm getting better at it, though. Superclass is the name of the book. And this is the head of Kissinger Associates, one of the head guys at the Carnegie Endowment for Peace, which causes war. And in here, they just come right out and say, we're taking your freedom. We're going to take the web. We're going to take your property. We're going to rule you. We're going to get rid of your countries, due process. And he goes and gives interviews basically saying, but it's a good idea because we're the 6,000 experts and we know best. So your comments on David Rothkopf.
Well, this is just one more of dozens and dozens of examples going back to Adam Weishaupt in 1776, going, you know, through Marx and Engels, going through Albert Pike, going through Lenin and Stalin, and going through all the socialist and the communist and the collectivist, and now what we call the ultra capitalists, which are not capitalists at all.
They're monopoly capitalists,
and it's a cabal of people. You know, Kissinger has been, we've got dozens and dozens of things from Rothschild and Kissinger and from the Rockefeller saying the exact same thing. And this, you know, I became aware of this not only in my mind and my intellect, but my heart and my whole being, you know, 15 years ago. And so I am fully aware of this. And, you know, the fact is that these people are living in separation consciousness. They consider human life to be trivial. They consider only theirs, themselves, and their own family to be of value.
And that's a key point. You know, once you can decide to kill a million Iraqis, yeah, bomb them, once Madeleine Albright in an NBC interview can say, yeah, 700,000 dead Iraqi kids in the last...
Was it worth it? And she said, yep.
Yeah, you know, it's worth it. But if it's her kid, she's not going to say that. And see, they tell us there's no morals. They tell us nothing matters. They tell us they don't have to follow the rules, but we do. This is just an elitist argument they use. They're absolute scum. And here's the deal. I want the viewers to know this. It's either us or them. You know, and here's the problem. A normal person, a good person, loves other people, does some wrong things, gets competitive, but feels guilty about it, has that, you know, that connection to everybody else, understands we're all interconnected. That's why you don't want to do something bad to somebody. It's because you feel like you're doing it to yourself, because in the law of the universe, you are. But these people are a cancer. They grow. They control. They metastasize. They think they're winning. They're really an anathema. They're really a malfunction. They're really like antimatter in the rest of this universe. And to them, I mean, it means nothing to kill people. It means nothing to kill women. It means nothing to rape children. To them, raping a child is like eating a hamburger. You know, it's an inanimate object for them. It's screaming. Its pain is about their power. And they've just convinced you and conned you to not care. And they've shown you and glorified murderers and torturers on TV so you would fantasize along with them, so you would accept their activities to make our atmosphere the way their atmosphere is. You see, they are seducing us all into evil because they need to have us go along with it to be able to carry it out. And so this is life and death. All of you out there watching need to know this is absolute life and death. They are coming down. They are poisoning you. They are carrying out eugenics against you. And we're going to just keep talking during this four-minute break if you're an InfoWars.com listener or if you're watching us right now on PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back in 4 minutes on the main radio networks. Stay with us. Last 10 minutes with George Humphrey. Again, go to the InfoWars.com streams, and you can listen there if you'd like. If not, we'll be back in 4 minutes. Please stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
There's a woman in the street. She's got a baby in her hand. She wants another hit. segment with George Humphrey. Then we're going to get into some really serious issues with global water, the climate, what's happening. And then we've got Professor Michelle Chasadosky on his view. Will we be attacking Iran? What's the globalist next move? What does he think of the three major candidates? And I'm going to air in the last 30 minutes the Barbara Jean Palfrey clip. One of the girls that worked for her that reportedly was visiting with somebody at the White House killed saying it, but hey, so what? Only live once, might as well go all the way. I already jumped off the cliff, doesn't matter. And she killed herself suspiciously. Now Deborah Jean Palfrey, who said she would never kill herself, is dead. We got about 4 minutes left, and other things you think need to be covered, other things we should go over, George Humphrey.
Well, I think the most important thing is that the people of this who are listening to the show are committed to the Republic. They're committed to peace. They're committed to justice. They're committed to doing things the right way and to their families. And to do so, we have to go from fear consciousness to a consciousness that being totally aware of your own personal power, because no matter how much information you know, if you consider yourself, if you think of yourself a victim, if you keep watching the television, if you keep believing the race between McCain and Hillary and Obama is the real thing, if you keep watching about whether Bernanke is raising or lowering, and I follow the economics all day long, but the whole situation out there is an illusion. And if we really want to restore this country, if we want to clean up this environment, we have to come together in groups. We have to create community. And even though there's, you know, more people in this world than there ever has been, there's less and less community. There's more and more fear. As the kids are, you know, spending so much time going on MySpace and the computer, you know, they're meeting people through the computer instead of just walking down the street and meeting their neighbors. And we have to realize that God did not, does not, and did not create junk. Each and every one of us is a powerful, powerful soul. And that this day in time, in this moment, is key in the evolution of this world. And who knows what the results are if we continue to be victims, if we continue to be slaves.
Well, I want to be clear.
Yes.
You need to choose to be in control of your own destiny, which is what God, the creator of the universe.
Yep.
And even if you don't believe in God, everybody knows, you should be in control of your own destiny. The New World Order lies and says it's all science, it's all chemicals, you have no free will. That's bull. They know you've got free will.
Yeah, they want to create a materialistic, secular, atheistic...
Where they program you.
Yes.
But that's the key here. Even if they kill me or set me up or put me in prison or do that
to George... Which
they're not going to do. Pray for us. The point is that we win because we made the decision to put ourselves in the way of the fist, and we know striking us down will make us more powerful than they can possibly imagine. And they know that, okay? They know that. They're afraid it'll come out that Cheney's got, you know, hookers,
yeah,
and that's why they're having to kill these women. The point is they are scared. They are weak. They are bad.
And Cheney's old news now. I mean,
yeah, they're moving on.
They're just cleaning up loose ends. And, you know, who's taking Cheney's position? Who knows? But the point is that they're out there, and we can't keep focusing on them. We have to create our own communities, our own economies. We have to take care of our health. We have to do the things to make ourselves healthy.
Exactly. I don't obsess on them. I think they're pathetic. They're scum.
Yep.
But I live, I don't fight them because I hate them. Or that's 25% of it. 75% of it is my love of everybody else because I love happy people. I love humanity. Yep. I love beauty. But see, they're greedy. They're envious. They're hateful. But we're opposite. We need to work together. And that doesn't mean going and joining one group. That means just having a better attitude, realizing we're going to win, realizing that, you know, if they nuke us tomorrow, we still won. Because they're losers to begin with. Only a loser would want to go do all these horrible, evil things.
Well, Alex, I really... As always, I always energize by coming around here. I love you, man. You are so cool.
We get energized around you, George.
you're absolutely the best. And for the people listening, support Alex. Buy his tapes. Buy his books. Listen to him. Tell your friends. And we need to create that critical mass. We're getting closer and closer. And every one of you.
One of you listening. Maybe the one that pushes it over the edge.
And if every one of you will just go to one of your friends today and bring the subject up. Just talk to them.
Commit.
Yes. Create a larger and larger awareness of what's going on and realize that we're going to win this thing. We're going to restore
George Humphrey,
the Republic.
FairLove.com. Thank you, sir.
I love you, my brother.
Good seeing you.
See ya.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Take a look out your window there. There's a scene you'd like to catch.
Look out your window, baby. There's a scene you'd like to catch. The band is playing Dixie. The man got his hand outstretched. Could be the Fuhrer. Could be the local breeze.
Yeah, sometimes Satan. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go to our guest. Appreciate him joining us. Elitist Blueprint for World Government Revealed. Superclass, the global power elite and the world they are making. And it's all admitted that they're taking our liberties, destroying our countries, transferring those powers to a private global government, that they're going to use a police state to control us, that they're going to shut down the free internet exactly as Internet 2 says they will, exactly as I've told you, because I'm going off their own policy reports. By David Rothkopf, and this fellow, of course, heads up Kissinger Associates, Carnegie Endowment for Peace. Yeah, sometimes Satan, he comes as a man of peace. The church committee got their own documents, how they start wars, fund Hitler, always trying to destroy things. And the head of the Council on Foreign Relations recently republished a Club of Rome report from 1993, put it out last year, where he said, oh, global warming's not man-made and it's not real, but we're going to use it as a unifying effect so that the state directed by us can, quote, wage war against humanity, making humans the enemy. They mean the predator class against us, the enemies. And now they want to put up $5.6 billion in, quote, phone booth size scrubbers that suck up deadly CO2. They've now listed the UN as a toxic chemical. Totally ridiculous, like listing H2O or salt as a deadly weapon, or oxygen for that matter. And he says in there, but we're not just going to use terrorism as a way to wage war on the population. This is the head of the CFR, our real government. He says, we will use global warming. 1993. And then, of course, going back to the Club of Rome in 68, it's all in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You need to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement on DVD at Infowars.com or online. Watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have the webcams, document cam, guest cam. It's all on right now if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. If not, of course, everybody's listening on the AM and FM dial, shortwave internet. We appreciate you. That's what's going on. And I thought I would get Timothy F. Ball on. He's a PhD, retired university professor, and global warming skeptic. He heads the Natural Resources Stewardship Project and formerly head of the activist organization Friends of Science, which was funded by energy companies. That's what we see here out of the good old folks at Wikipedia. And the Rockefellers are trying to basically fire Rex Tillerson of ExxonMobil because he won't join along. Hey, I'm not funded by ExxonMobil. Let me just tell you something. I know carbon dioxide is what plants breathe. I know it's been 14 times higher in the last 200,000 years. I know that it makes more oxygen that we breathe. And they've got a new environmental group today that says cut down trees that they're creating CO2, which they do exhale CO2 as well as oxygen. They're now saying kill the trees. These people at the low level are cult members. At the highest level is because they want a global tax that is stated. We sued and got the SPP documents last year from the BAMP Canada 2006 North American Union meeting, and it said it's a fraud, but that they want to use it as a way to tax us. And he has an amazing background. He's called the water man, just an expert on global water, an expert on what's really happening with CO2. Thank you for coming on, Professor Timothy F. Ball.
Well, thanks kindly for the opportunity, and I just a little comment. Shakespeare said even the devil can use the scriptures in his arguments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible says he poses as an angel of light. You just heard my rant. I've never talked to you before. I did hear you on Coast to Coast AM. What's your take? I mean, first off, boil it down. Why are they pushing a global warming scam? What's the truth? What's the real science? And then let's get into water, and is it really scarce like they're trying to fearmonger now?
Okay, in some areas the water is short, but they're usually self-inflicted wounds. For example, municipalities using water as a loss leader to attract industry and not really taking into account the cost of delivery and dealing with the sewage waste. So there are some small areas, but overall, it's not a problem, not one that the technology isn't available to resolve. But with regard to the climate change issue, Alex, you mentioned the Limits to Growth, Club of Rome, and so on. And, of course, out of that era came a guy by the name of Maurice Strong. And Maurice Strong said that the problem for the planet are the industrialized nations and isn't our responsibility to get rid of them. And I want the listeners to think about how would you go about shutting down an industrialized nation? If you think about the nation like an engine, you can squeeze the fuel line, it'll stop the engine. But if you did that, there'd be immediate reaction. And all you got to do is look at the gas prices going up and the reaction to that. But you can achieve the same thing by plugging the exhaust. If you plug up the exhaust of a car, it'll stop. And if you can show that the exhaust of the industrialized nations is killing the planet, then you effectively can shut that down.
So and you can tax it, you can regulate it, you can say how big your house is, and they state it's a fraud. They know it's a fraud. Please continue, but I wanted to use one example here. If you give people the scientific name of water, dihydrogen monoxide, 99% of people on the street, and I've done this, and I've seen it done on television, you walk up and say, did you hear about the dihydrogen monoxide problem? Or did you hear about the spill? Or just say, should we ban it? They'll say, absolutely. It's water, folks, and that's as asinine as saying that carbon dioxide is a toxic waste. When am I correct in saying it is the main life gas, because oxygen came later on this planet, correct?
Well, that's right. Without the plants, you have no oxygen, and the plants need the CO2 to survive. And of course, at 385 parts per million, which is the current level, that's the lowest level in the 6 billion year history of the Earth.
Exactly. The Earth is starved for carbon dioxide, and there's studies on desertification. We need more. We should have factories making it.
Well, in fact, it is being used commercially. That in greenhouses, they're pumping in up to 1,000 and 1,200 parts per million and achieving four times the yield. And what this indicates is that plants, which evolved over the last 300 million years, when the average atmospheric level was between 1,000 and 1,200 parts per million, that's the level that they function best at. So at 385, they're essentially malnourished. And, of course, Al Gore and the gang want to reduce that level even more. And at 250 parts per million, the plants start to die.
Now, I want to stop you.
You got no plants, you got no oxygen, you got no life on the planet.
I want to stop you. Now, they can claim that we're all paid by the Keebler elves to say this. Folks, you don't need to believe us. Oxygen, carbon dioxide, water, and sunlight are the four ingredients that you have to have for life. It has been, now I'm going for the mainline science, you're the expert, professor, but I've read all the studies, 14 times higher carbon dioxide. Plants live longer, grow faster, healthier, then they put out more oxygen. They've done studies showing that animals, mammals, insects, we want more oxygen. I want more oxygen. I don't want these control freaks taxing my air and claiming that life-giving gas is devil poison.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And of course, you go to the football game, and what are those players sitting on the sideline but getting extra oxygen so they can perform better? And by the way, one of the things that the greenhouse and also research, people like Sherwood Idso, all the different plants they've studied, they also use less water when the CO2 levels are higher.
Have you seen the studies about how, and now they're proving this with the core samples and things they've done with the robots, the rovers, that Mars lost its atmosphere with the same thing that's happening here? I guess these bastards want us to lose our atmosphere.
Well, it certainly appears that way, and one of the things that underlies so much of this is that there's a very deep anti-humanism in the whole environmental movement. You know, if we could just get the people off the planet, it would be a great place to live. And you see this little things trickle out every once in a while. For example, the Greenpeace report on global warming, they said that CO2 is added to the atmosphere naturally and unnaturally. And you say, well, what do you mean by unnatural? Well, of course, what they mean is humans. And say, well, if what we're doing is unnatural, then that makes us unnatural. And so you see this very deep-seated anti-humanism in all of this.
Are you kidding, sir? I've been to the meetings where every professor there walks around saying everyone needs to die, and I have their graduate papers from their students saying all humans must be killed. I mean, this is a vicious cult, and they all work and have access to bioweapons labs.
Well, and of course, that's at the very basic level, but at the intervening level, of course, the idea is to take control of the economy and take control of everything. I mean, if you look at what Al Gore's doing, where he's going out and telling you, CO2 is a pollutant, it's a problem, we got to get rid of it, we got to reduce it. Oh, and by the way, one of the ways we can do it is carbon credits, which is absolute rubbish, doesn't reduce them at all. He then turns around and sets up a company and makes money off of it. Now, I don't know how you look at that, but it appears that might sound like fraud.
Well, exactly. I'm waiting for him to say dihydrogen monoxide.
Yeah. Yeah, there's two things about that, by the way, and it is a wonderful exercise. It plays on two things that these people exploit. One is people's fear. we have natural fears of certain things, and they're exploiting that. Oh, the sky is going to fall, the world's going to come to an end, and you know, and then the emotional words that get in there. Oh, the children are going to die. There's going to be no future. The planet, the grandchildren, and so on. So, and Michael Crichton wrote about that superbly, how they do that in his book State of Fear. But the other thing that they're exploiting is lack of knowledge. So you can throw out that scientific definition of water, but because people don't know it, then they automatically assume, well, because of the way you're doing it, the way you're phrasing the question, this must be something deadly. And it's that, the lack of knowledge that these people are exploiting. And again,
hold on, Doc, hold on for a minute, because since you mentioned that, it's actually known as the dihydrogen monoxide hoax. Again, that's water, ladies and gentlemen. The dihydrogen monoxide hoax involves listing negative effects of water under unfamiliar scientific names, then asking individuals to help control the seemingly dangerous substance caused by most people, known to the world as monoxide, as part of the name of the poisonous gas. The hoax is designed to illustrate how the lack of scientific knowledge and the exaggerated analysis can lead to misplaced fears. Dihydrogen monoxide, shortened to DHMO, is a scientific name for water that, while technically correct, is almost never employed. Now, this is a Wikipedia propaganda piece that I just noticed. This wasn't here yesterday. I just clicked on this from Wikipedia, and suddenly they changed it, I guess, to counter me, as I did a show about it yesterday. But no, it's not twisting it. You can go out and say, should we ban dihydrogen monoxide? And most people will say yes, okay, without even listing bad effects. So see, they're very upset that we're showing their fraud now. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, and of course, I said it is that exploitation of lack of knowledge, but just to look at the CO2 thing for a second. First of all, you know, the idea is out there that it's the most important greenhouse gas. It isn't. Water vapor is by far the most important greenhouse gas. It's CO2 is less than 4%, but the basic assumption they make in their theory is that, oh, if CO2 traps heat, so if CO2 in the atmosphere increases, and it will because humans are producing more, then the temperature will increase. That's fundamental to their theory. The problem is the evidence shows exactly the opposite, that the ice core record of 420,000 years shows that temperature changes before CO2. CO2 does not drive temperature.
It follows, 700 years after it on average?
There's about an 800-year lag, but that can be as low as 80-year lag. And, you know, one of the reasons they've stopped talking about global warming and started talking about climate change is because they've got this problem that since 2000, the global temperature's been declining.
That's because the sun has now started cooling.
Yeah, exactly. But the CO2 continues to go up. So they've got this great problem of evidence that completely contradicts what they're arguing.
Well,
so they simply shift the goalposts.
Absolutely. Please continue.
Well, what I'm saying is that they've shifted the goalpost from global warming, and now it's climate change. Well, you know, you've only got to look at any brief period, and you know that the climate changes dramatically all the time. You say, well, why then are the public caught up in that? The fundamental Western view of the world is what is called the uniformitarian view. That is that change is very gradual over long periods of time. It goes back to Darwin and to Charles Lyell, the geologist, and so on. And Darwin needed a much older world for his evolutionary theory to occur. So he says, okay, well, the change is gradual over long periods of time. That's built in now. So if you assume in your education that change is gradual, and then suddenly somebody says, oh, here's a sudden change. Oh, that's not natural. That must be something those humans are doing. And this is the game that's being played.
And again, I'm not getting into a debate about Darwin. The point is, this is a guy 170 years ago coming up with this stuff 150 years ago. And now everything he quotes said the world works this way, they then build all reality around that. It's like saying the Earth is still the center of the universe, because we now know that actually evolutionary changes are fast. They're sudden.
Yep, exactly. And one of the examples of that is, and I've looked at all the textbooks in North America and in Europe, and most of them are still telling the students that the Earth's orbit around the sun is a fixed elliptical orbit. In fact, it isn't fixed at all. The orbit changes every single year, and it goes from almost circular, as it is now, to extreme ellipse, as it was just 22,000 years ago. And the change is caused by the gravitational pull of the planet Jupiter. And so people say, well, oh, that's new information. No, it isn't. We've known that information for 150 years, yet we're still telling our students that the orbit of the Earth is fixed and unchanging. And we've got this throughout our system that our view of the world is wrong. And yet it's built right into our science.
Professor, something I just noticed here, they admit that water is life-giving and oxygen is life-giving, but they play it down on Wikipedia about carbon dioxide and describe it as some type of devil weapon. I bet soon they're going to say water's evil. I mean, I'm not kidding. I think the public will buy that water is a toxic devil weapon.
Well, they'll pick on anything to achieve their goals. And, of course, Wikipedia and the way that that is manipulated with people like William Connolly and these other people that go in there and put in their view of the science, and the minute you try to correct it, it's immediately corrected back.
But you know that this is now the number one reference source, and it's absolute crap. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. But, of course, what they did was they made sure that if you put in something like, say, ocean currents, the first source that comes up on Google is the Wikipedia source. They've arranged that. And when I talk to high school students, how many of you use Wikipedia? Well, all of the hands go up. And I said, how many of you are aware that it can be changed by anybody? That you can go in and edit it, but there are groups of people who monitor it and make sure that only their information, what they want
stay there.
Out there.
Stay there. Timothy F. Ball, give out some of his websites, books, materials. Amazing. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, The head of GM comes out and says global warming is a complete scam. Rex Tillerson won't go along with it at ExxonMobil, and the Rockefellers come out of their hole and say, we own the company. You're gone. Because they need that global tax, believe me, it has nothing to do with the Earth. And all the science shows the lowest level of carbon dioxide ever is what plants breathe. Then they make oxygen as the byproduct for us. This symbiosis is what lets us live. We're healthier when there's more oxygen, but I think they're going to start SWAT teaming you if you're found to have oxygen at your house. And I'm not even joking. I think, you know, it'll be like, we're looking for oxygen. He had 1 kilo of it. It was a devil. I mean, they, I guess Professor Dr. Timothy F. Ball, Ph.D., I guess it's that the public has been so dumbed down by public education. But a lot of people aren't buying this now. So as you said, now it's just climate change, and they're going to order our lives and tell us how to live and what to do because they're the guardians of the earth. And by darn it, humans are evil, and we have to exterminate the majority of you, and this is for your own good.
Well, and of course, one of the things people forget is that part of the limits to growth and the Club of Rome was the whole thing about overpopulation, and they made that a big issue. And of course, it was Al Gore that was that organized the conference on population in Egypt, Cairo, Egypt, a few years ago. And of course, the question you've got to ask is, well, who are you going to eliminate? Which groups are you going to get rid of? And the fact is, the world isn't overpopulated at all. You can put the world population into surprisingly small areas in very comfortable conditions.
You can also build upwards. And besides, yep. World population is going to plane off at 8.5 billion, the UN admits, and then it's going to start dying because once you industrialize, you have an average of about 1.6 children.
Well, exactly. And countries that are already experiencing that, Italy is offering a financial reward for any couple that has a third child.
Russia, Germany.
And
Japan.
You look at China, where they try to deal with the population problem, they've created the situation now where there's an absolute shortage of women.
Well, they went to one child per family. Sir, they're trying to corner the market on water, grab it, double the price, tell you it's because it scares fresh water. They're trying to do all of this right now. How do we stop them? Because they're having governors announce it, corporations announce it. I mean, it's a full court press. This is the new tyranny. How do we stop it?
Well, I think that there's several things going on. First, to understand that change follows a sawtooth pattern. That is that somebody starts raising questions about what's going on, and then very gradually more and more people get onto it, and programs like yours that bring it to attention, and then all of a sudden overnight the change will occur. I mean, if you look at smoking and so on, for a long time people quite, then suddenly bang, and now it's completely unacceptable almost to smoke, and so there, that's what you have to realize. That these things take time, and the word's getting out there. The second thing is, of course, that the Mother Nature's doing a great job by cooling the Earth down, and making all of their predictions look absolutely foolish.
Why is it that every time they have a big global warming summit, they have record cold weather and it's blizzarded out?
Well, it's wonderful. Yeah, I like that. So you've got the fact that the Earth is cooling. The other thing that's happening is that already some of their policies that have been implemented, and only the more extreme ones,
are wreaking havoc.
Well, the ethanol thing, for example, and by the way, that's being aggravated by cool weather. The southern hemisphere has been cooling for 20 years.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we've had bad crops the last 4 years because of record cooling. Stay there, doctor, professor, top expert on climate, water, ice. I mean, his bio is 85 million miles long, but we'll be right back with him on the other side of this 70-second break. Transmission continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom.
PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Professor Michelle Chazadosky, geopolitical expert, will be joining us in 30 minutes to give us his rundown on whether he thinks they're going to be attacking Iran, who owns and controls the three puppets, big government fascist communist, communist big government commie fascist, and commie double triple super commie fascist. It doesn't matter either way. They're all owned by the same boys. They're going to give you the global tax. And a whole new core of tattletales running your life, inspecting your home, not letting you have family farms, taxes on beef, just total. They admit neo-feudalism. The globalists want it in the middle class. Al Gore wants 300 million on 10 million. Brown shirts are kind of like Mao's little red book. Youth brigades. I mean, they say this. They're already in Austin popping tires of SUVs. I pulled up to Zilker Park with my kids last week, take them on the train when I took off Thursday. And I noticed that there were a couple of SUVs that had their tires popped, so I was driving a smaller SUV. It might have been seen as holy because it was Japanese, but I went and parked it, you know, down a little bit so they wouldn't pop my tires. I saw the ne'er-do-wells walking around engaging in their religious ceremony. You know, they burned down things, burned down ski resorts, you name it. But they don't care about genetic engineering, open-air species testing, things that are causing problems. No, it's all about harassing people. They can't wait. And the new Green Brigades are already being released. Professor, you want to talk about that?
And by the way, I've written about in articles in Canada Free Press that your listeners can look at. But the whole environmental movement, we needed that. We needed change. We needed to look at things differently. But what happens with these things, Alex, is that special interest groups and extremists grab these things and they exploit them for their own personal. Yeah, for their own personal ends. Now, when you ask me about how can we slow this down? The role of the extremists, which I've struggled with all of my career, is what's the purpose of them? It's sort of like, you know, if we got rid of the mosquitoes, would the world come to an end? You know, and what I've realized is the role of the extremists is to define the limits for the rest of us. I mean, if you think about feminism, for example, yeah, it was needed. There's still some changes needed, but the majority of women were saying, "Well, how far do we go with this?" And then some women did silly things, and the majority said, no, that's going too far. Now we're losing more than we're gaining. Well, that's precisely what's happened with this environmental thing, that, yeah, we need to care about the planet, we need to understand, and we need to live in harmony with nature and everything else, but now these people are just taking it beyond, and they're using it for their own personal and political gains, and of course, that will also feed back on them, as we were talking before the break about the rising food prices and the damage that's being done. And by the way, there's another aspect to this. Paul Dreesen's written a book called Eco-Imperialism, and this is the imposition of these ecological values of these extremists on the developing countries.
Yeah, I mean, Doc, this is their excuse to run our lives and have corporate communism, where they corporatize our wealth. I had Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz on last week, and he said, yeah, the neo-fascists corporatize everything at the top, and they give us socialism, but only as a conduit to suck our goods and our resources and our labor out of us. And they use these front groups. I mean, look, that's all that's happening in Anwar. Atlantic Richfield executives, I've had them on. They found more oil than Saudi Arabia. We're not allowed to have it because there's too much oil. It's meant to create artificial scarcity. The cartel's doing it with the oil companies. They're not letting us have the oil. I mean, does anybody think anybody cares about a few million hippies in sandals? They're not stopping us having that oil. The oil companies have got too much oil, and they've created artificial scarcity. See, they want you to believe it's the idiot environmentalist. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. And that's the interesting thing about it, the paradox that it's to the benefit of the oil companies and the extreme environmentalists to have a shortage. It suits both their ends for different reasons, and I couldn't agree with you more. Just to give you another example of how they exploit
this
idea.
Well, listen, Doc, I've been interrupting you a lot. It's just so interesting.
Okay.
I'm going to try to stick a rubber ball in my mouth after this quick break, and then you've got the floor for the 20 minutes we've got left. You can just talk about whatever you want. But I want to shatter paradigms, because I know ExxonMobil and others have been forced for decades to actually fund the environmental. They call them wackos. They're not wackos. They're getting power, they're getting money, now they're getting guns, and they're coming for us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he's an amazing individual. Timothy F. Ball writes for major publications, books, you name it. Mr. Ball, tell us about some of your writing, some of your books, some of your info, where we can find out more about that.
Well, we've got a website, the Natural Resources Stewardship Project, which is focusing on climate change right now, but we need to look at all the resources and get a good handle on those. And that's at nrsp.com. I also helped set up and advise the Friends of Science group at friendsofscience.org. And I'm still publishing, even though I'm technically retired. I write articles on a regular basis for Canada Free Press. I was doing an article for 17 years for farmers in a magazine called Country Guide, and then I guess I got politically incorrect and they let me go, but the farmers need the help and the information to understand what's going on, because all
the New World Order, the New World Order is smart, because they will make it about money. about, I mean, when I hear ads like, come by the hardware store, we're green, it's the green living, you've got to do it. I mean, it's a total takeover of society. It's a new religion where they boss you around, and Whole Foods here in Austin says, we don't have plastic bags anymore. And, you know, they, I'm just tired of it. Go ahead.
Well, of course, what they've done is they take the moral high ground, and so when people like me stand up and try to argue, you know, you say, well, they can look down on you, say, well, you're not green, you don't care, and anybody that dares to question, and I think that's one of the frightening things, is vast segments of the society that are bullied into silence by these people, and I see it with the politicians. I mean, behind the fence, they'll say to you, yeah, we agree with you, we know what the science is saying, and so on, but we daren't show anything that to suggest that we're not totally environmental.
They also lie. They also lie. They also lie. They say no scientist on earth believes it's not real. We have 2,000. And then it just turns out they just put people's names on it.
Yeah, well, of course, that's the numbers game, and it's the consensus thing, and the consensus is not a scientific fact. And it is, but consensus works in politics. And the number, by the way, that they use is the 2,500 people of the IPCC, this Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And the guy that was responsible for setting that up was the guy I mentioned earlier, Maurice Strong. And he's there with George Soros and all of those people. And he set up the United Nations Environmental Program, in which they defined that they can, if they're going to study climate, they can only look at human effects on climate. Ignore what natural climate is and only look at the human portion. Well, how can you possibly know whether humans are having an effect if you don't know how the climate changes naturally? But that's their mandate. And, of course, with the authority of the UN, Strong is on record as saying he chose the UN because he could appoint the people he wanted. He could get all the money he wanted. He had no control. He didn't have to run for election or anything else. And the IPCC is the 2,500. But of the 2,500, Alex, 1,900 of them are not looking at climate change in science. They're looking at, okay, let's accept that humans are causing it, and what are the impacts going to be?
Exactly. So the meeting was about what they were going to do about man-made global warming. It wasn't a scientific treatise and manifesto and declaration of fact. And then thousands of them, who've been associated with this and other programs, have come public and said, I didn't agree to all this. I just was invited and paid and flown there, and they put my name on this.
Exactly, and a lot of them have quit over it, but that's where the consensus number comes from. And by the way, of the 2,500, less than 300 were involved in the actual science. And to show you how political it is, the mandate or their rules say that you publish the summary first. You put that out to the public. The summary is the political statement. Summary then goes back to the scientists and said, okay, make sure your science report agrees with what we put out as the summary. So it's like an executive writing a summary and saying to the employees, write a report that agrees with my summary. That's how they've written the rules.
Well, tell my accountant, hey, this is how many taxes I owe, make sure all the accounting you do matches that.
Exactly, and so this is what they've done, and it's through that UN and the IPCC, and of course then the specific focus on CO2, which we already talked about, to bring these things down. And within those reports, by the way, they leave out and their computer models, and of course these are the same models that can't tell you what the weather is going to be like 10 days from now, and yet they're quite certain of what's going to happen 50 and 100 years from now. It's all based on computer models, but in those computer models they leave out huge parts of what we know.
That's right. These aren't even the classic models. These are, it's been admitted, fixed models where they build it for the result they want.
Yep. And of course, one of them, as we've already mentioned, they build in the fact that if the CO2 increases, the temperature will go up. Yet all of the natural evidence shows us that it's exactly the other way around, that the temperature increases before the CO2. But so every time you look at something, you can see how they've manipulated to achieve the result that they want. So it's literally garbage in, garbage out. And I mentioned already the one about the orbit of the Earth around the sun. None of that, that's called the Milankovitch effect. None of that is included in their climate models. Yet every single year the orbit's different, and that changes the climate. And Alex, all you've got to think about is just 22,000 years ago, which is something even humans can get their mind around, 22,000 years ago, all of Canada and a portion of the U.S. was covered with an ice sheet larger than the current Antarctic ice sheet.
Oh, I know. There's giant glacial rocks right here in Texas.
Exactly. Yeah, and that ice sheet, by the way, melted in about 5,000 years. Tell me where the heat came from to melt that ice that
the
quickly.
Hyborian maxim came from the sun.
Yeah, exactly. But, of course, they ignore the sun. They say, oh, no, they look in the textbooks. It tells you it's a solar constant. It's anything but constant.
I know. They just lie. It's incredible. Yeah. They say the sun never changes when that's the oldest thing studied. The Egyptians put on their walls that the sun changed.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everybody knows the sun heats up and cools down and expands and contracts and throws off different Coriolis, super ejections.
Energies. Yep, exactly. And of course, one of the things that we know about is that the global temperature varies with the number of sunspots. Basically, when there's more sunspots, the Earth is warmer. When there's less, the Earth is cooler. And by the way, we've had no sunspots for over a year now, which is why we've got cold temperatures
right
now.
Which, for those
that
don't know, those are huge explosions. Yep. Those are huge ejections coming off of it that are so powerful that when our astronauts are in space and one goes off, they have to come back down out of orbit, or they have to get behind the water tanks.
Yeah, exactly. They've got to be protected from it. Well, we've got the Earth's magnetic field that's protecting us, and of course we can...
But I've had the other scientists on about how even the particles from the sun, you know, not just the radiation, the particles come in, and then those form clouds, and it's just...
Exactly. Yeah, that's the point. That's the cosmic theory of Svensmark. But you see, the reason they said, okay, yeah, there's a high correlation between sunspots and global temperature, but what's the mechanism? Well, we don't know the mechanism, so we're going to ignore it. And so they left that out of their computer models.
But here's another big one, Doctor. I want to get your take on this. Yep. And I'm sorry we're moving so fast, but you're just amazing. I got to get you up for 2 hours in the near future so we can really break this down. For the last 20 years, all the planets, their moons, have been melting, liquid moon, moons that were ice or liquid. They admit the whole solar system was heating. And I brought that up to David Rothschild, who ran the New York Live Earth thing a few months ago last year. And he said, well, that's because Jupiter and Saturn are closer to the sun. And I said, no, they're not. And he said, no, they are closer to the sun. And either is he that dumb, the guy's worth billions, or does he think my audience is so dumb he can just bluff?
Well, exactly. And that goes back to the thing that I said to you about. They work on people's lack of knowledge. But every once in a while, they get caught in these lies. And that's an example of it.
Well, for those that don't know, Professor, is Jupiter closer to the sun than the Earth?
No.
But see, Rothschild just says you're wrong.
What are we, the fourth planet out from the sun?
Yeah, it goes...
There's only three inside of us, isn't it? Jupiter's much further out.
It's third rock. It's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and then you get the gas giants.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. And of course, the fact that the Mars polar ice cap is melting when there's no greenhouse gases there, it's clearly related to the...
Oh, by the way, I'm not attacking Robert Kennedy Jr., but we brought up to him in a video interview, he said, well, why are you saying global warming, we got to have global tax? Mars's ice caps are melting at a couple miles a year, just incredible pace. And he said, there's no ice cap on Mars. And just laughed at us. I mean, it's got huge ice caps.
Yeah, well, exactly. But you see, this is the game, and I'll give you another example of how they do it. You keep hearing about the Arctic ice and, of course, the polar bears and all of that. And by the way, the polar bear numbers are increasing dramatically, and I'll come to that in a minute.
They show film of it on an iceberg and say, look, they're going to die. They can't swim when they swim 200 miles and kill belugas.
Well, exactly. And I flew search and rescue in the Arctic, and I've seen polar bears up to 180 miles offshore. And one of the reasons they're good swimmers is because they've got two furs. They've got the short fur close to their body that keeps the heat in so efficiently, by the way, that they don't even show up on infrared cameras. But also the long fur is hollow, and the sunlight hits that and goes down into the body to heat the body. But because it's hollow, that long fur allows them to float very easily.
Incredible creatures.
Yeah, exactly. They adapted to the environment. But the point about the Arctic ice is, you see, most of the people have no idea what the Arctic Ocean looks like or how big it is. And so they can play on that. For most people, the Arctic Ocean is just a line across the top of the map on the school wall.
It's always breaking. It's always being replenished by rain and then breaking off.
Yeah, but you know how much? In the Arctic, about 16 million square kilometers of ice forms every year, every winter. That's the amount that's up there right now. And every summer, 10 million square kilometers of that melts. Now, that's an area equal to the U.S. melts every single summer. In fact, 10 million square kilometers of ice melts in about 150 days. And yet they tell you, oh, no, it's more melting this year than last year. And the way they play the game is they said, oh, well, more melted this year than last year, an area the size of Texas. Well, of course, they know everybody thinks, oh, Texas, that's big. But actually...
Stay there. Let's talk about this fraud. Let's talk about the fraud in the final segment. Absolute scam.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Must be some kind of way out of here. They got a martial law drill going on noon to 8 p.m. today in Austin, Texas. Law enforcement agencies are participating in large-scale drill for the Old Concordia University near I-35. This is from one of our news, local news anchor sources. So this is confirmed. Yeah, they're doing martial law takeover drills everywhere to keep you safe from what the CFR heads have is also their other fake threat to wage war against you and your family. The average cop being part of this doesn't even know that. They're compartmentalized. Finishing up with our guest, who I want to have back up for 2 hours in the near future, Timothy F. Ball, doctor, professor, PhD, expert on water, you name it, what's really happening with the hydrosphere, the atmospheres, the environment. Continuing, sir, in closing with, yeah, just use one of their big lies. We'll have you back for their thousands of lies about how they point at glaciers and go, look, it's collapsing. Oh, it's dying. The water, there's cliffs falling. Well, that's always happened, but the public can't find the U.S. on a map. I'm not being mean. It's just true. They don't know who the vice president is, so they believe the earth is, it's over. Polar bears are drowning. They can't swim. We're all dead. You've got the floor in the last 4 minutes.
Yeah, and of course the glacier issue, it speaks to the one that Al Gore knows is critical. Because if you say to people, well, what's wrong with global warming? All you hear about is that it's negative, it's bad, but for a great many things, it's a positive thing. In fact, when the world is warmer, generally the flora and the fauna are better off. And so you really push them on it, and then they'll say, oh, well, you know, the sea level's gonna rise. And that's why so much of Gore's movie is with that computer-generated, oh, here's the sea level flooding New York and Florida and so on, and because he knows that's a huge concern to people. But it really is absolute nonsense. I mean, first of all, for Antarctica, you got three types of ice down there. They never distinguish between them when they put out the stories. You've got the actual ice cap itself, which is actually increasing in size, not decreasing. The South Pole has been cooling since they've been keeping temperatures there, not warming. And then you've got around the edge, you've got what they call shelf ice. That is, as the big glacier pushes out into the ocean, these flat tabular ice sheets form, and of course they are pushed up and down by the tides and the waves and so on, and eventually they break off, and then you hear, oh, here's another big iceberg breaking off, and this is global warming. I've got one record from a sailing ship back in the 1840s of an ice island 100 miles long and 40 miles wide, and the ship sailed around it to measure it, and that was long before there was any human global warming. And then you've got the sea ice forming around Antarctica, which is different again. And it goes from about 2 million square kilometers in the summer out to about 15 million square kilometers in the wintertime. So it's a constant change. And that's the key issue that they play on. And they're doing it with the glaciers. We're only monitoring about 10% of the world's alpine glaciers. 50% of them are advancing. 50% are retreating. Because glaciers are as much about the amount of snowfall that's occurring as they are about the temperature. But they pick on the ones that are retreating and say, oh, here's the proof of it, and it's definitely due to warming. Gore did it with Kilimanjaro. And of course, there's been no global warming around there, as all the temperature records show.
Well, so, to make it simple, it rains, and then it piles up, and then the glaciers push out towards the water. They pile up and then slough off, and that both of the Arctics, the Antarctic and the Arctic, north and south, are actually getting bigger right now just from the surveys that have been done. And that's an admitted fact, but it doesn't matter. They'll just run around fear-mongering. I mean, take Greenland with all those aircraft that were left in World War II, and now they're 50, 60, 100 feet, depending on the area, under ice.
Yeah. And of course, the sea level thing, you see, if you melt, what happened with that originally, Alex, was that the scientists said, okay, if we melt the Greenland and Antarctica, how much water is created? And they simply added that to the current sea level. But the problem with that is that most of that ice is already below sea level. So it wouldn't add to the sea level at all. It would simply occupy the space that's occupied by the ice. So the only part that would add to sea level is the part that's above current sea level. But then there's other adjustments go on because the land rises and falls. So you can stand, for example, you can stand on the Gulf Coast of Mexico down there in Texas, and the sea level seems to be changing. But is it because the sea level is going up and down or because the land's going up and down? In the case of the Gulf of Mexico, the land is sinking. So it appears that the water's coming in. Oh, that's, the sea level's rising is due to global warming. No, it isn't. It's because the land's going down. So everywhere you look, sir, you see this kind of misinformation.
Sir, where can we read more of your work again?
Well, on NRSP.com and also the articles I do in Canada Free Press.
Well, I look forward to speaking to you again, Mr. Ball, Professor Ball, in the near future.
Yep.
God bless your fine research.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, and I'm trying to answer all.
Thank you, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
I've got to get Professor Michael Chosadowski on for an hour in the near future. We've only got him for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes right now. Because in the last 5 minutes, I'm going to play some excerpts of interviews with Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam who said she'd never commit suicide, even if she was convicted. She's now been murdered. Clearly, reportedly, she was about to release the fact that she had sent girls to some high-ranking White House folks. She never said who on air, never told me privately. That's the kind of thing I wouldn't want to know without it being on air, because you get killed. No hit teams at my house, please. This is just horrible what happened. We'll play some of that in the last 5 minutes. But Professor Chasadosky is a Canadian economist. He heads up global research. He is a professor of economics, University of Ottawa. Chasadosky has taught as visiting professor at academic institutions in Western Europe, Latin America, and Southeast Asia. He has acted as an economic advisor to governments in developed countries and has worked as the consultant for international organizations, including the UN Development Fund, the African Development Bank, the United Nations African Institute of Economic Development, the United Nations Population Fund. I mean, it goes on and on for 10 years, but very well known, and we'll tell you about some of his books and materials, like America's War on Terrorism. While we've got you today, sir, I want to just try to get boiled down answers and pick your brain. We appreciate you coming on. But first off, are they going into Iran? Ray McGovern, CIA analyst, is saying he thinks so. They're saber-rattling. Or is that off the table, like Jimmy Carter says? And then secondarily, where do you think the economy's going with the international order? That's B. And then C, of the three presidential candidates, I know it's all theater, but there's different fissures and different camps in the New World Order. Who do you think's behind who? I know that's a lot in 20 minutes, but you've got the field, sir.
Well, Alex, it's just great to be on your program. And these are, of course, far-reaching questions. I'll try to address the crucial question, will the war with Iran occur? I've been looking at this issue for the last, I would say more than 5 years. Certainly, those war preparations started up in 2003 with Tyrant, which was called Theater Iran Near Term. Those were war scenarios right after the invasion of Iraq. And there's been a military buildup from that period onwards. And it's only, I would say, in the last year that the mainstream press has actually addressed the issue of these war preparations. Now, I think one has to analyze this very carefully. First of all, war preparations directed against a country do not signify necessarily that the war will occur. There are a number of factors. The ability of the country to defend itself against foreign aggression, in this case the United States, NATO, and Israel. We know that's the alliance. Its military capabilities to defend itself. In other words, its air defense system, its capabilities to retaliate, that means its missile ballistic system, which Iran has, and in fact, even recent military exercises have demonstrated that these capabilities are significant. Thirdly, it's a country of 60 million people with compulsory conscription, which means that overnight it can mobilize several million land forces, soldiers. I'm not suggesting that they are as advanced or as sophisticated as the U.S. military, but bear in mind the geography. Basra is right on the Iranian border. And so the moment, and that's, again, the media.
The Shiites are going to go completely wild all over Iraq.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what will happen. They'll cross the border and they'll ransack all the military installations, the U.S. military in Iraq doesn't control the terrain. It doesn't control the country. So imagine what would happen if you have just a couple of 100,000 Iranian troops cross the border into Iraq. That would be absolute chaos. It would mean immediate escalation, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff know that. They know that the U.S. military cannot handle it. You have, of course, Admiral Fallon was fired for having more or less said that. But if you look at the statements of the new Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Michael Mullen, he says pretty much the same thing. And what's very significant is that when Admiral Michael Mullen was appointed to head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff back in October of last year, the first thing he said it outright. And he didn't say it in any different way to Fallon. He said the risks could be very, very high. We're in a conflict, we have to be incredibly thoughtful about the potential of getting into a conflict with a third country in that part of the world. And that those were his words, and they were published in the Israeli press, and I presume that they were also published quoted in the U.S. press. So that this consensus within the U.S. armed forces for an attack on Iran, hello, I don't believe it's as straightforward as what some people suggest. And the fact that Admiral Fallon has been dumped as commander of Central Command, which of course is a very important key position, that doesn't necessarily change the situation on the ground in Iraq.
Now, let me just add a little question here. We have Zbigniew Brzezinski coming out last year telling Congress, look for a false flag attack staged by the military, by our government. Then we have Gary Hart writing a letter to Tehran saying, our government will stage attacks, you better watch it. Or a few days ago, he told We Are Change New York that indeed that the government may stage something. Now, he's an insider. He helped write Homeland Security, clearly involved in 9/11. Why are we now seeing this split, or is this a real split?
Well, I think it's certainly a split within the establishment. I mean, Brzezinski doesn't necessarily represent different power lobbies than the neocons. I think he's certainly a person who has a little bit more sense, and he believes in diplomacy. And I mean, under the circumstances, I think Brzezinski is certainly a positive. What he says is positive. I don't doubt that Brzezinski still believes in U.S. Dominance at the global level, as his publications suggest.
So bottom line, what do you think is going to happen? You're saying there's an internal fight. Do you think they'll stage some provocation?
The problem is that you have people who are not always sane in their minds, and you have a command structure within the armed forces, so that ultimately, it's not really the military that calls the shots. It's the civilians. Okay, so that the orders will come from Dick Cheney, most probably, and his advisors. President Bush will sign whatever they stick in front of him, and you could very well have a situation which could get completely out of hand.
Why does Israel want this, knowing that? Even if the U.S. has said if Iran defends itself in any way, that will be seen as the greatest crime in galactic history, and that they'll have to be nuked. And so I guess Israel wants fallout, and they just love it.
Well, Israel has been involved in advanced war preparations since 2004. Stockpiling. They're stockpiling tactical nuclear weapons, their own nuclear weapons, bunker busters.
Are the people running our society just bored, and they just want to see mushroom clouds? I mean, I guess it's like Hitler just wanted to have a war. Is it just come down to that? That these are guys that think it's tough to start wars.
Well, the issue with nuclear weapons is that the whole nuclear doctrine has changed dramatically since 2002 with the Nuclear Posture Review, which states essentially that nuclear weapons are harmless to the surrounding civilian population. That goes into all the handbooks of the military, and now they've been reclassified and approved by the U.S. Senate for use in a conventional war theater.
And now we learn that in 1959, the Joint Chiefs wanted to attack China during a Taiwan crisis, and they said in those documents now released last week that, these are just like iron bombs. We ought to use these in every conflict just as a conventional weapon, and Eisenhower had to say, no, that radiates people.
Yeah, but I mean, sure.
So I guess now that policy, that policy's here now.
Well, the thing is that with the tactical nuclear weapons, there's been a lot of propaganda by the Pentagon to present these mini nukes as something different from a regular thermonuclear bomb, which they're not. They have less explosive capacity, between one-third and six times a Hiroshima bomb.
And they don't airburst. Let me stop you. They generally aren't airburst. And so when a hydrogen weapon goes off in contact with the soil and surrounding metals, it creates thousands of times the fallout. So they're actually more dirty from what I've seen.
Well, that issue is probably debatable. I agree. What the Pentagon scientists are saying is that the tactical nuclear weapons, because they're bunker buster bombs, they explode underground. But then when you look more carefully at the small print, they say 20 feet underground. Now, 20 feet underground is probably, the size of a two-story, you know, it's a three-story house. So you could well imagine that everything will just simply explode, a big crater is formed, and of course you have radioactive fallout. You can't avoid that.
That's the worst type when it detonates on the ground.
Absolutely, absolutely. But the thing is, I think that what we have are decision makers which are the victims of their own lies and propaganda, that they ultimately even believe that a nuclear device, a nuclear weapon, is some kind of a humanitarian bomb. And then they go along with that because they have a bunch of scientists at the research labs in Texas and California who say, well, yeah, go ahead and use them because they're safe for the surrounding civilian population. And incidentally,
by the way, this is a major shift in their mindset, because until 10 years ago, they admitted DU was deadly poison and killed the troops. Now they just threw all their real research out and said it's good for you. I mean, it's a craziness is now. Go ahead.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, I think it goes back even further, because I recall when I started researching this, I went in and looked at Truman's diary before they dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and in Truman's radio address, I think it was on the day that they bombed Nagasaki, 8th or 9th of August, 1945. He confirmed that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base, and that it was because we wanted to save the lives of innocent civilians. Unquote.
Incredible propaganda.
Truman was poorly briefed as to where the bomb would be dropped, or that he went along, or that he was plain ignorant of the geography of Japan, or a combination of that. But the whole notion of collateral damage has been ingrained in U.S. Nuclear weapons policy, right from the beginning.
Just amazing. I mean, we all know that targeted civilians, and we all know it was a terror weapon, and they'd already tried to surrender. But, yeah, Truman spins it in a radio address of, don't worry, we bombed the military, not the people. And it's a tiny bomb anyways. It's no big deal. It was a friendly thing to do. I want to carry you through the break and just continue broadcasting during the break so we have time here to cover some of the other issues. Bottom line, in your gut, I know you don't want to be wrong, but you know, they just said, we're sending a carrier, not to threaten them, but to let them know we're serious. More doublespeak. Do you think they're going to hit Iran? Do you agree with Ray McGovern and others?
Do we get to that after the break now? No.
I mean, we're not going to take a break. Just tell me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not. I personally, if I look at the various countervailing forces, I would say that there are many factors which go against a war in Iraq.
I tend to agree.
I
think it's lessening. I think it's lessening. You know, I said they probably weren't going to hit them 2 years ago and got called out that I wasn't, the expert. But they could still stage something, couldn't they?
Well, absolutely. Now, you mentioned the issue of the false flag attack, sort of second 9/11. Now, the second 9/11 was announced by Dick Cheney quite a few years ago. He said that there's going to be a second 9/11, and I'm absolutely convinced that if there is a second 9/11, Iran will be behind it. So they've already planned that scenario. And the Pentagon then released, there were some documents leased to the Washington Post where they said that a second 9/11 would be both an opportunity, would be an opportunity, a pretext and an opportunity which is lacking. I'm quoting from the document. So that the false flag attack on a U.S. city, which would be an intelligence operation, is there. The problem is that there are too many people and people in high places that know that 9/11 is an inside job. And if
what is the establishment? Go ahead.
It could backlash. I mean, it could backlash.
Well, exactly. What is the establishment going to do now that you got Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson and Best Actress 2008 and all these scientists and CIA section chief Bill Christensen and then the former Italian president and former German defense minister and the polls showing the majority know it's an inside job? Are you saying we have effectively, at least partially, taken their tool, a false flag, and broken it in front of their faces?
Well, it's a bit like crying wolf, huh? You know, there have been so many terror alerts and terror. There have been, of course, we had the London bombings, then we had the liquid bomb attack, and we know that the liquid bomb attack was a fake because the alleged hijackers didn't have passports and tickets to board the plane, as was revealed actually I think it was Newsweek that revealed it in the small print.
Yeah,
below.
They have so overdone it all that it's obvious to everybody.
Well, it's not obvious to everybody because you still have, you've got CNN, you've got Fox News, and the BBC, which will tell us otherwise. But again, people in high office in the U.S. Congress, the increasing numbers of people who are what the U.S. administration calls top officials, because they have these top-off exercises, anti-terror exercises, where they have people from the municipalities, the federal, the state governments, involved in scenarios, and I think there are lots of people who are extremely skeptical on 9/11.
Okay, Professor.
They're certainly very skeptical on Iran as well.
Professor, plug some of your websites right now before we go to break.
Well, our website is www.globalresearch.ca. My most recent book is called America's War on Terrorism.
Stay there. We got a break, but we're not going to break. We're going to be live on the web right now for Infowars.com stream listeners. You got to go there. All right, we'll be right back. Stay there, Professor.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's AlkaVita Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation
in which family members receive answers to their questions, and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all.
Yeah, if you go to Infowars.com, listen to the streams there. We do a lot of behind-the-scenes interviews where it just continues for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You have a 15-cent-a-day membership, or for the free audio streams at Infowars.com. Quite a radio show today. I'm going to end the main transmission with 5 minutes of Deborah Jean Palfrey on my show. Just back in mid-March, she was killed, murdered. The disinfo agents are now saying they've confirmed that she hung herself. They murdered her, and this is how they do it. And they killed one of the girls she had that was reportedly hooked in with the White House, and they'll probably kill more of these women. They could cut their heads off and on TV and have guys in black uniforms do it, and the public would say it was done by the Easter Bunny if the media told them. So here's this poor lady right now. I'm going to come back and go into overdrive on the Infowars.com audio streams. So let's go ahead and go to this. Well, look, I mean, she's already dropped the atomic bomb on them. She's already released the numbers.
Yeah, I have, and not to be concerned, I have no intention of letting anyone buy me off or make any kind of a deal with me.
And you're not planning to commit suicide.
And I'm not planning to commit suicide either.
Well, the fact that you're so visible really protects you going on Larry King and other big shows, but you want to put it on record that you're not planning to commit suicide?
No, I'm not planning to commit suicide. I'm planning to go into court on April 7th if indeed we do have the trial, and I plan on defending myself vigorously, and I plan on exposing the government in ways that, I do not think they want me to expose them. I want them to explain to me in open court why they came after me.
I mean, how would you not know that it was Cheney? How do we know that Brandy Britton, one of your girls who committed suicide, didn't commit suicide?
Well, we don't know about that. There's two schools of thoughts. One says yes, one says no. But regarding Dick Cheney, he very possibly could have used the service. I don't remember him. I'm sure he used an alias. After all, he probably would not have used the service once he became vice president. That's pretty obvious and became very well known. But in the mid to late 90s, as he faded off the radar screen and during the Clinton years, I could have sent easily a 25, 26, 28-year-old woman, we hired age 23 and up, who would have had who would have been 18 years of age when he was the Secretary of Defense back in the late 80s and early 90s. And to be honest with you, she wouldn't have recognized him.
But why is his name coming up?
Well, there are people who claim that Wayne Mattson, who claims he has sources confirming it. These sources are not coming forward, though.
Well, I know why, if it's true. Boy, this is dangerous. What were the circumstances that make people question Brandy Britton's death?
Well, people say that she was a very upbeat person, a very positive person, that she was going into court. She was ready to fight him. That she absolutely was not going to give in, and all of a sudden, I think a few days before she committed before she was to go to trial, she committed suicide. And her family members, her friends say that this was extremely abnormal. She was not in the frame of mind to commit suicide. That perhaps she knew something. There's been a lot of speculation about that. She had very little to lose. She wasn't going to go to jail.
That's right. She'd been
charged on a prostitution case.
She'd been busted, but I guess she was going to name names or something.
Who knows? Maybe that's what they thought she was going to do. Maybe that's what they thought I was going to do when I suddenly closed my business in August of 2006 and was selling my house and trying to move to Europe. I had no intention of doing any such thing. I just had every intention of just moving on with my life, and they panicked and thought that I was going to do something similar to
okay,
what you're
saying. Okay, folks. Okay, John, thanks for editing that. We'll play more tomorrow on the main show, 11 to 3 p.m. Central. Now in overdrive at the Infowars.com streams. Wayne Madsen's going to be on with us to talk about this, and I'm going to talk about other big developments on this case. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can watch right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You are listening to GCN.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit.